The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Monday. It's also the first day of July. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Philadelphia police were called Sunday night to break up an enormous roving crowd of teens and young adults in North Philadelphia. It started as a barbecue, but ended with 800 to 1,000 young people gathering.
Jesus.
Police were initially brought in right around 11:30 in the evening to Jefferson and Sydenham Streets. The window of the first arriving patrol car was broken. Police quickly realized that they were there were more young people than officers. So they reorganized and established a command post to coordinate resources. Police, worried about the safety of the crowd and the neighborhood, worked to protect nearby businesses. Members of the crowd were seen jumping on cars. Police vehicles were damaged, 6 in total. They said broken windshields and side mirrors. Officers from across the city were dispatched. Officers from the 3 to 11 p.m. shift were held over in an effort to manage the crowd. Highway Patrol and emergency response teams worked to disperse the crowd. A police helicopter flew over the crowd to track it. Now, police said the crowd started to break up at about 1 a.m., but smaller groups were still seen walking around neighborhoods, moving on to North Broad and Cecil B. Moore streets, among other places. In the end, no injuries were reported and no arrests were made. So that's pretty good that they were able to break
that up.
It's
astonishing.
Yeah.
All from a barbecue.
Police said a 9-year-old girl's in critical condition after an illegal explosive device exploded in her hands inside of her Kensington home. It happened Sunday morning at about 10:30 on the 1800 block of East Wizard Street. Neighbors say that they heard an explosion, saw smoke, and heard screams coming from the child's home. One neighbor covered the child's hand and rushed her to the hospital with her distraught mother. Philadelphia Police Special Victims Unit is investigating. Police were expected to serve a search warrant on the home to look for devices similar to the one that injured the girl. There's no word yet on if any of the other devices were found, but police believe the girl found an explosive, possibly an M80.
Yeah, M80s can definitely do a lot of damage, especially if you're holding one.
I never got my hands on a real M80 when I was a kid. Never did. Or cherry bombs, they were also called. But if you did, they were known to be. Some people say they were a quarter stick of dynamite.
Yes.
I don't know if that's quite it or not, but they're very, very powerful. It's a big boom.
Well, we were really stupid. Listen, we had a list of incredibly stupid accomplishments as kids, but one of the dumber things we did is we put two of those in a mason jar, and then we ran.
Mm-hmm.
And I was about, I'd say, an acre and a half away, and a piece of glass hit me in the leg.
No,
from that thing. That's how powerful they are.
Oh, wow. So these devices are considered inherently dangerous, as any bit of friction, heat, or a slight bump can cause the device to detonate. M80s, M100s, and M250s are all considered illegal. The ATF's website states that an M80, only 1.5 inches long, can damage fingers, hands, and eyes.
I think it's probably a good time for us to start running those PSAs from Gucci.
Yes, certainly.
The owners of Hahnemann University Hospital have filed for bankruptcy. It's the latest step in the planned closure set for this fall. Other outlets are fighting to keep the hospital open. Drexel University, a partner with Hahnemann, is trying to get an injunction to keep the hospital open. The facility stopped accepting trauma patients over the weekend. The official announcement of the emergency room came one day after the Philadelphia Fire Department issued an alert warning that Hahnemann's emergency room couldn't take critically ill patients. The emergency department will remain open for less urgent cases, such as patients with the flu or broken bones.
If they do go out of business, do you think some of the stuff will be up for sale? Because I'd love to have some bedpans for guacamole.
Wouldn't that
be kind of cool? You go to a party?
No.
Just see if anybody would... Would you scoop guacamole out of a bedpan?
No.
Guacamole's really good.
Never.
Yes. It is really good.
Probably would.
Yeah. What would you... I would have to... Oh, my God. I don't even
what
know...
What would you buy from a hospital?
Well, no. I'm just saying, like, in order to eat guacamole out of a bedpan... What would it need to be cleaned with first?
I think you'd have to have a brand new bedpan out of the wrapper, and then maybe.
Yeah.
But anything that has any kind of history to it, I don't think you could bring yourself to
do
it.
I don't think I could.
I might buy the call button just to, like, call someone in my house when I was to get up.
Right.
Somebody bring me water. The 496-bed money-losing institution said it will close its doors in September. In sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
What the f*** is that?
We'll start with baseball, and then we'll get to basketball. Bryce Harper homered and drove in four runs to help the Phillies end a streak of five straight losses to the Marlins with a 13-6 win yesterday afternoon in Miami. The Phillies are off today before opening up a three-game series in Atlanta tomorrow night against the first-place Braves. That was a busy day yesterday of free agency for the Sixers and the NBA. Free agent forward Tobias Harris agreed to a five-year, $180 million contract to return to the Sixers. Five-time All-Star center Al Horford agreed to a four-year, $109 million deal with the Sixers. Now, keeping Harris and signing Horford means that the Sixers are losing Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick. The Miami Heat are finalizing a sign-and-trade deal with the Sixers to acquire All-Star guard Butler. Miami is sending guard Josh Richardson to Philadelphia as part of the deal. J.J. Redick has agreed to a two-year, $26.5 million deal to join the Pelicans. Redick joins a Pelicans roster that expects to compete for the playoffs despite the loss of Anthony Davis in the trade with the Los Angeles Lakers. And in other NBA news, free agent All-Star Kevin Durant plans to sign a four-year, $164 million contract to play for the Brooklyn Nets. Durant, who will join free agents Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan, who also plan to sign with the franchise. Durant will receive a full max contract despite concerns over his recovery from an Achilles tendon injury that is likely going to sideline him for all of next season. The players can officially sign their contract starting Saturday, and Irving will sign a four-year deal worth $141 million. And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Welcome, friends, back from weekend. Another beautiful weather-wise weekend. A little bit on the warm side, but if you were into summer activities, that's it, man. It was perfect. So we return with some things for you, including a new Word of the Week prize, and we have 10 Fandango movie tickets to see Avengers Endgame, plus Avengers merch to give away, too. So listen up for the letter of the day coming up at the end of the program, and we'll stretch that out. It's going to be a short one because it's a holiday week.
Yes.
So only a three-letter word this week, and we will give that away on Wednesday, so a pretty sweet prize for that. We are going to have as a guest on the show today one Mr. Billy Bob Thornton, who will be talking about his band. Actually, they're going to be performing at the Sellersville Theater on July 7th. And Billy Bob is a nice guy. Boxmasters are the name of his group. They've been together for a long time. They put out 8 albums.
Yeah. I didn't realize that initially in his life, in his pursuit of a career, music was the main goal, and then acting came about later on, and writing. Obviously, he wrote Sling Blade, but it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so he's just he's a man of the arts. So we will talk to Billy around 9 o'clock this morning. Our friends from Dunkin' Donuts are stopping by. They're bringing the new Hershey's Cookies and Cream and Heath flavors. One of those will be brought by here, or maybe both. I don't know. We'll see, but we'll let you know. I think we usually have some giveaways from our friends. Not today. Anyway, so Dunkin' Donuts is stopping by, and we'll tell you how great that stuff
is. Yes, you'll have to believe us.
You'll just have to believe us.
Yeah.
And it's a momentous occasion, as it always is, on the first day of the month. We say goodbye from our Totally Office calendar, Miss June, who came by for a hottie cam, and she's just phenomenal, Elena. But she'll always be in these pages, and she'll always be a member of the Press of the Steve Show. But we flip over to the month of July, and we bring you the very sexy and sudsy Alexa! So please, turn your calendar over. Alexa has found... Oh, Steve, she was just getting out of the tub.
What are the odds? Right, honestly, if you stop and think about it.
Right as a photographer came into the apartment, she was just getting out of the bathtub.
I think that was just about 10 minutes before the 40-person bachelor party left the shoot site.
Alexa is awesome, and she stripped down to the very bare minimum in the what we call the inset photo. There's two pictures of each girl in the Totally Office calendar. And Alexa, she comes out to events. I think she was at the Sequoia Outback event. They were doing one of our Beer Tub girls. Yeah.
I just saw her at the Big Apple Circus a few weeks ago. Yeah, she surprised me because I saw her out in public, and I was like, oh my God, who is this gorgeous girl who knows who I am?
Yeah, she was out at the Christmas Miracle broadcast helping us out as well. So she is a very cool, helpful, sexy, awesome young woman who is gracing the month of July from our Totally Office calendar. So flip that over if you have not done that as of yet. So thank you, Alexa, for being in our calendar.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style.
whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Wonder. All right, these things and more are going on today, so why don't we go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back in a second. Stupid question, roll through some entertainment stories as we always get the day started. Also, don't forget today is a free Music Monday, so we'll have some free stuff for you from the Black Keys to give away. Ooh. Later on in the program, we'll return in just a few. Hang with us today.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there. Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Hey, so the stupid question this morning, we're going to give away a four-pack of Saturday tickets for the Menards Chevy Show, which is coming up at Maple Grove Raceway, July 12th through the 14th. The question I have for you this morning is about metronomes, kind of, sort of. So metronomes produce steady beats for musicians. What is the right way to express the musical time signature known as common time? So I guess I could phrase that a different way. Common time is also known as what in music? 215-263-WMMR.
I have no idea.
All right. So what is also known as common time in music? 215-263-WMMR. I'll go through some birthdays today. It is Monday, July 1st. And, well, out of the world of music, Debbie Harry celebrates her birthday today.
What did she... She just revealed that she had a an encounter with Ted Bundy.
That's correct. She was it was pre-fame days in New York City, and she was walking to either home or another club or something like that, and a guy offered her a ride.
Yeah.
And she didn't realize it until years later when she saw the story of Bundy on television. She's like, that's the dude that picked me up and gave me a ride. And she noticed some weird things about when she got in the car, like the window handle was gone or something along those lines. And she eventually got out of the car because she was skeeved out by him.
She had to reach out over the window, which was partially open, and pull the door open from the outside.
Yeah, so that's a freaky realization years later, how close to being a victim you had become.
And she wrote this stuff.
And she wrote this stuff, too. So other things happened in her life. But the darling of CBGBs and that whole new wave in New York City.
She was in that, was it Tales from the Dark Side movie? Do you remember that? She played a witch. She's actually the tying story that brings all the stories together.
Yeah, she's almost like a Hansel and Gretel witch type thing.
She's good.
Trying to fatten them up. Yeah. She does some acting from time to time. So Debbie Harry, 74 years old today. It's Liv Tyler's birthday today. Daughter of Aerosmith lead singer Steven Tyler, of course, yes. And has gone on to be a wonderful actress. Very, very successful.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
She's excellent.
Yeah, but you see full Beeve in that show.
Which one?
The HBO show. The Leftovers.
Tyler's Beeve?
The Leftovers.
Oh.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, dude, that's...
Full Liv Tyler Beeve.
That's full on, like hair and...
We know what it looks like.
Yeah.
My dad has a book at home. Yeah. It has hair, and then there seems to be a division at some point. And there was a little bit of mattiness going on.
Yes.
Curly. Seems to be a curl thing. We know.
So.
There's a bump.
What is that? And then it made me think of like a man in a boat. I don't know.
Well, that's really nice, Case.
What a tribute to Liv Tyler.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, let's get Liv on the phone. Let her know.
Thank you so much for talking about my beaver.
Liv Tyler is 42 years old today. Pamela Anderson, you've seen her beaver too, Casey, many times, right?
Yeah, of course.
Nice beaver.
So Pamela is celebrating her 52nd birthday today.
She's in the news recently because she got into a split with her soccer superstar boyfriend. I forget the guy's name, but apparently he has like... Go figure, he has nine separate relationships going on, and she just found out she was one of them and dumped him.
And remember, we just had the story the other day of Sacha Baron Cohen saying that it was the bit that he did as Borat her that broke up her marriage with Kid Rock, or it was the last straw.
The last straw, you're right.
You know, because they did this bit and he didn't like it.
And she was bizarrely associated with Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. Remember that whole thing? Yeah.
No, I don't remember
that. She's an interesting woman.
Yeah, she's 52 today. Andre Brouwer, great actor. Homicide, Life on the Street, and what's the show you watch him on
Brooklyn
now?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Preston, he is so hilarious on that show. So stoic and so brilliant.
Yeah. He is celebrating his 57th. He's also in one of your all-time favorite movies, Glory.
This year is, the 30th anniversary of Glory, and they're having a special re-release into the theaters.
Oh, no kidding.
You know it's a masterpiece. We all love it.
Yeah, I'll go and see that in the theater. For the soundtrack alone, man. That's fantastic.
The first time I saw that was on a plane. It was flying back from the first time I'd been to Europe. On the way back, it was what they were showing, and I'm like,
you start crying?
I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So he's 57 today. Dan Aykroyd, 67 years today. Always a phenomenally funny, a bit strange, and definitely off the reservation now with this alien stuff. He is like full on.
Full.
They're here. They've abducted people. They study us. I mean, he's in all the way.
In that world of the believers and the committed, he is considered a savant. His knowledge is incredibly impressive.
He's one of those guys, too, that he is a savant in some level. When he is something that he's passionate about, he studies and knows all and remembers all. You can tell by how fast he does dialogue as well that he's really quick to hang on to information.
So it was Belushi that got him into, like, Sam and Dave and all that stuff that created the whole furor for the Blues Brothers. But it was Aykroyd who then became encyclopedic about that music.
He's 67 today. Hey, the great David Prowse, Darth Vader, the man in the outfit, is 83 years old today. Wow.
He is. So he was a champion bodybuilder and weightlifter over in England. And over the years, you know, you saw him in movies like A Clockwork Orange and so on and so forth. But now he is, I think the word came out recently that he was sort of upset and stunned that they replaced his voice. Because he's basically just walking around in the costume.
You know what I never got from the movies, and maybe it was just because I thought it was just all the outfit, was how large he was. I never really...
6'7".
Yeah, exactly. And in the movies, I know he's an imposing figure, but I never got how large physically he was.
Right.
I think I was just overwhelmed by the helmet and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
So tends to draw your eyes to it.
No, you're right, Preston. I mean, they didn't really, like, camera angle-wise, didn't show you.
Well,
like,
in the first movie, in A New Hope, there is a scene briefly that they cut out of him and a wife beater, and that's...
That would have really shown.
Yeah, getting dressed in the morning.
No, but, like, maybe
where's my brown shirt?
It's in the hamper!
He's 83 today. And the last birthday, Jamie Farr, Corporal Klinger from MASH, celebrates his birthday.
Klinger was always sort of the island because the show started to get too intense and too, you know, it got a little too aware of itself. But his character was always a laugh.
Yeah, I agree. He was definitely the dress, you know, you can't go wrong.
The cool part was that during the progression of the show, he was cross-dressing to get out of the Army, but eventually he became... he loved it.
Yeah.
So he was ordering for the finest cattle.
Absolutely. Yep. So he's 85 today. Jamie Farr, happy birthday to everybody celebrating birthday today. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. In music, common time is also known as what? That's what we're looking for. That's the answer we're looking for. 215-263-WMMR. And let's see. I am going to go to John and see if we can get it. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. What's going on, guys?
Excellent. John, do me a favor. Tell me what common time is also known as.
4-4 time?
4-4, yeah. That's good. Yep.
Then what is hammer time?
Hang on a second. You know what hammer time is. I mean, I don't have to explain that to you.
I guess that's right.
4-4, which is a very common time signature, and sometimes it's just referred to as common time. So, John, hang on. We're going to get your information. And we are going to give you a 4-pack of Saturday tickets for the Menard Chevy Show, July 12th through the 14th, Maple Grove Raceway. And you can visit MapleGroveRaceway.com for tickets and information. At the box office, Toy Story 4, number one, again, of course, made over $57 million.
Nice.
Yep. Annabelle Comes Home was second. Then you had yesterday debuted at third with $17 million. I do want to see that film. Then you had Aladdin, The Secret Life of Pets 2. Men in Black International, Avengers Endgame is at number 7, followed by Child's Play, Rocket Man, and John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum, rounding out the top 10. We'll start with this. After making it legal in Las Vegas with a post-Billboard Awards wedding, Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner made it romantic this weekend in Francais. The ceremony marked Jonas's and Turner's second wedding after the May ceremony. And this wedding comes after a rehearsal dinner in which the pair color coordinated red outfits.
Aww.
Yeah, I've got lots of fashion stuff.
So she's a lot more stunning than I had realized. I mean, I knew she was a pretty woman, but in the pictures I saw from the wedding, she's amazing.
On Friday, the Game of Thrones star, the Jonas Brothers, including Kevin and his wife Danielle and Nick and his wife Priyanka Chopra, were spotted having the pre-wedding party in the south of France. Sophie wore a white fitted dress with a square neckline and gold heels. Her Game of Thrones co-star Maisie Williams was also spotted out. Sophie's BFF also served as the maid of honor, and Ashley Graham also attended. The pair and their bold-faced guests beat the heat wave in France all week by hitting the pool at the beautiful Chateau de Taureau. The 249-year-old venue straddles 17 acres, is compromised of gorgeous buildings, or comprised, not compromised, comprised of gorgeous buildings, manicured greens, lush orchards, streams, and an 82-foot long pool.
Visit Great Wolf Lodge, Paris.
Preston, talking about that heat wave, it was supposedly so hot that storage facilities containing manure started to explode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's a heavy-duty heat wave.
I'm sure everybody was burning up.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, it's Jonas Brothers song.
Was his best man one of his brothers?
Let's find out.
Please.
Their respective beach parties were also predictably off the hook.
Oh.
Jonas, who recently released the eagerly awaited Jonas Brothers reunion album Happiness Begins, celebrated his bachelor party in late May in Ibiza with brothers Kevin, Nick, and Frankie in attendance.
There's a Frankie?
I guess so. And Sophie partied across Europe with Maisie and a crew of ladies hitting Spain, Prague, and Berlin, but not before getting the party started at Jonas Brothers show in London. The 29-year-old singer, 23-year-old star, first linked in November of 2016, smooching at a Kings of Leon show in the Netherlands. The reception was adorned with white florals, crystal accents, candles, lights, and gold decor.
And inflatable guitars.
Several of Joe's brothers, including Nick, Kevin, and Frankie, toasted the couple, according to reports. Guests grazed at open bars.
Graze is such a lovely word.
And waiters distributed cocktails and champagne. Plus,
we're serving the slop.
Plus wet towels because of the heat.
Mm.
Diplo hopped on to DJ at one point.
Wow, what a magical weekend that was for all of them in the middle of a heat wave.
And the reception was immediately followed by an after party where guests enjoyed finger foods like french fries and burgers, plus more drinks.
Steve, you'll enjoy this. Sophie posted a nice photo on Instagram. It's her and Nick.
Nick Jonas,
kissing in the Eiffel Towers in the background. Commenting on this Instagram post is Dr. Phil, of all people. And he says, easy now, 1 week to go, ha. See you at the wedding.
No, that's Joe Jonas.
It's Joe Jonas.
That's
actually.
Joe Jonas. Okay.
Oh, Joe Jonas? Okay, I'm sorry.
But I bet
he finger blasted her.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm a doctor. That's what I do.
Yeah, of course.
You know. So it's a sexual thing and a pap smear all in one.
And Dr. Phil apparently got an invite.
Did he?
But Dr. Yes, Phil got an invite. I'll see you there.
He says, I'll see you at the wedding.
Son of a bitch. I'll be bringing two hamsters, a gerbil, and a rabbit.
Over in Europe, obviously, they really get walloped by these heat waves because a lot of the buildings were built a long time ago and don't have any AC.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, even the inverters and stuff that they now have are not all over the place.
Yep. All right. So they did it. They had a great time.
Yay!
Everybody's happy.
You know, a while ago, it would have been, I think, sort of embarrassing to be hooked up with the Jonas Brothers, but they had a second career spurt, and here you go.
I'm a sucker for that song, sucker.
There you go.
Yep.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry appear to still be struggling with staff retention.
Ooh.
Sounds like a bedroom issue, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm scratching wildly on my testicles. I think I have staff retention.
According to the new report in The Sun, The pair have hired a third nanny to care for baby Archie after his previous two nannies quit.
So what's the idea? Is Meghan Markle grinding them up? Or
well, that's,
are they,
it's that's just scuttlebutt, Steve. Uh-huh. But, you know,
do you believe that?
Nobody knows if it's true. No, I just think they're trying to find the right person. But you never know. But I don't think she's causing all kinds of problems. It's just fun for people to talk about.
Right.
Royal watchers claim this is yet more evidence that Meghan is being difficult, or at least a difficult employer, after several other high-level defections among senior staffers in recent months, most notably Meghan's personal assistant and their secretary. Meghan, who married Harry last May, has been painted as a troublemaker in general. Rumors of a feud between Meghan and her sister-in-law, Kate, have been simmering for months now after Meghan and Harry moved out of Kensington Palace to Frogmore Cottage.
Frogmore Cottage.
And split their official working duties.
Could you imagine if you, at home, had to deal with a staff? So when you go home to relax at the end of the day, you have a... I mean, even though they're there for you, you're still juggling people and personnel. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'd love it.
You would?
I would love it.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Just get all the crap done for me and hang out. And hey, feel free to go through the fridge. You know, it's okay.
That's the trade-off.
You're taking out the trash and you're, yeah.
Whatever in there.
I'm good to
top go. Top two shelves.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just yeah.
The top two shelves are yours.
Everything else. I'm sorry, Preston.
No, it's all good. Go ahead.
Meghan and Harry went to the Sox-Yankees game at the London Stadium over the weekend, and they had... looks like they had a pretty good time. It's just interesting to see an American with a British prince at an American baseball game in London.
The Queen was there yelling, "Boston sucks."
Boston sucks! Did she throw out the first pitch like in the naked
like in
guy?
The naked guy.
She put a real spin on it. Uh-huh.
I love that scene.
Actually, in the naked guy.
She's, they go down with the Queen and there are two slobs just sitting. Yeah. Come on, move it along, move it along.
Pretty Little Liars star Jay Mitchell. Or is it Pretty Little Liars? Is it singular? Pretty Little Liar?
Pretty Little Liar. I don't know.
Just put liar. Pretty Little Liar, parentheses, S.
Okay, that'll work. So it
liars.
Is
liars.
Pretty Little Liars. Liars. Jay Mitchell managed to keep her pregnancy under wraps for 6 months, and the joyous news couldn't be more welcome, as 5 months ago she shared news of her devastating miscarriage.
Oh.
She shared the news on Instagram, posting a tasteful topless pic in the caption. She asked, "Does this mean I'm allowed to dive into the carpool lane at all times now?" Or drive into the carpool lane, sorry. To which we say, yep. Mitchell also shared a video on YouTube revealing that the day before, she participated in a video shoot that strategically didn't show her blossoming stomach. She said, "When you're in the public eye, there are some things you just want to keep secret until you feel ready. This, for me, has been the hardest.
Does this
and
upset
it's going to be really fun and awesome when I'm not trying to hide it anymore."
Does this upset you, Casey? Because you're a big proponent of Liv Tyler showing her beef.
No. It doesn't upset me at all.
All right.
I was thinking about that carpool lane.
I wonder, so that doesn't fly by the law. If you're pregnant, I think people have tried to get away with that using the high occupancy lane. That doesn't hold water.
Yeah, I think you have to have a living human being outside of your
I think that's
womb
it. Yeah.
In people, order for it to be considered. What?
I'm sorry, Press. People have put like mannequins and blow-up dolls in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I'm in the Bizarre File all the time. Yeah, absolutely. So
could the guy from Total Recall who had Quato in him, could
now,
he use
that? Yeah, that's like a conjoined twin. That's
right.
Two people.
Right.
You know, so.
But he is a complete... Well, I don't know. I hope the law will address that eventually.
I mean, if they got pulled over, maybe Quato could talk to the cop.
I had sucker. Going out for lunch.
Your fungus there says he's hungry.
I'm not a fungus.
Have a good day, sir, and fungus.
I'm not a fungus.
Did Quato, other than being, brilliant.
Yes.
Did he have any, powers or anything like that?
He could kind of read minds a little.
Right? That's what I thought.
A little Yoda-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's talking
about
Quaid.
I'm a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah.
Puts his hands on Quaid's head. And,
he had one partial hand, right?
Yeah.
It has been so long since I've seen that movie. I just remember the chick with three boobs. No, that's Total Recall.
That's the same movie.
Oh, it's the same movie.
Yeah. It is. But he can kind of read Quaid's mind.
They do. They're easy to confuse.
And he's predicting the future a little bit. Yeah. He's got power. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I still don't know if that gets him in the HOV lane or not, but
right. right? You would think so.
Yeah. I mean, why has no one discussed this? Not one of the Democratic candidates discussed this during the debates, Nick.
Where did they go wrong?
I don't get it.
You know, it's probably Chuck Todd's fault.
Exactly.
He didn't ask the questions.
Yeah, they should bring it up at least.
Yeah.
Arnold's had it with all this.
Consider that a divorce.
Wow.
That's it.
That's when he shoots her, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great scene.
Sharon Stone?
Yes.
Remember how hot she was in that movie?
Super hot.
She was. That's when she first came onto the scene. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyhow, we were talking about Shay Mitchell being pregnant.
Quarto in the high occupancy list. Yeah, sure.
She said, I didn't want to come out on social media so early on. I'm going to be so happy when this comes out. I can be pregnant, like not suck my stomach in.
Like...
Her famous friends shared their joy over the 32-year-old's new news on social media. Troyan Belisario.
Who are these people?
Welcomes a daughter with Patrick J. Abrams in October, said, yes, queen.
Yes.
Almighty. I'm so excited to be a mama with you.
Do you know any of these people?
And welcome this beautiful babe into the world. I don't know who that is, but there are a number of other. I guess she's on the show with her. I don't know. Anyhow,
do they come from the world of like Disney or Freeform or
Janelle Parrish, who co-stars on Pretty Little Liars with Mitchell and Belisario, added congrats, gorgeous, while fellow cast member Julian Morris commented a simple red heart emoji. Sasha Terce Schaefer took her own Instagram story. Now, here's some names I know. Olivia Munn, Zoe Saldana, and Vanessa Hudgens.
There you go.
Also among the well-wishers. Mitchell is expecting her baby with her partner, Maddie Babel.
Matt? It might as well be Quado.
Is that a girl or a guy?
I don't know.
Okay.
M-A-T-T-E. So I'm assuming that's Maddie. Mette Babel. I may be totally off on all of this. But just, you know.
Oh, now we know.
Take my word as gospel. All right, here's another little get-together. Zoe Kravitz and Carl Glusman tied the knot at her father Lenny Kravitz's home in Paris on Saturday. Wow, France was just hopping this weekend.
They all go to Paris to get married.
It's the city. It's romance, man.
It's the city of romance.
The three-story, eight-bedroom, 18th-century mansion is located in an exclusive corner of Paris and features a large side and back garden. People reports, this is his house, Lenny's house. He's owned it for 13 years, reportedly does not allow guests to wear shoes and blends traditional architectural features like a curving marble staircase and pop art artistic masterpieces from Andy Warhol and Jean-Benet Basquiat.
Yes, that sounds very much like him. He's kind of a hippie dude. Does it have air conditioning?
Well, I don't know, but he converted the cellar into a speakeasy stocked with Dom Perignon.
Mm.
And among those present were Zoe's mom, Lisa Bonet, and stepfather, Jason Momoa.
Ooh.
Plus Cara Delevingne and girlfriend, Ashley Benson. Chris Pine and girlfriend, Annabella Wallace.
Well, that's a hell of a...
Marissa Tomei, Denzel Washington, and his wife, Paulette. Yeah, this is the
now
big
that's
one.
The party I would have gone to over the Jonas Brothers.
And Zoe's big... I don't know, man. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan.
True. Well, how many more people... How many people were there from Game of Thrones?
Good point.
Sounded like there was just Maisie Williams and one or two others.
Listen to who else was there. Zoe's Big Little Lies co-stars, Laura Dern, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, and Shailene Woodley. Okay, I would have gone to this.
Yeah.
I would have gone to that. And Shailene Woodley. That is star-studded.
Which one do you think Quado would have gone to?
Wow.
Both. He's not very social. He would have gone to the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, maybe so. Zoe and Carl also toasted to their love Friday night with family members and friends at the restaurant Le Perru in an epic rehearsal dinner. Zoe first revealed her engagement during a 2018 interview with Rolling Stone, casually saying, oh, yeah, I'm engaged.
Is Zoe the daughter of...
Lisa and Lenny?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
How about that? Forget about that.
Yeah, she looks very much like a combination of Lisa Bonet and Lenny Kravitz. I also, Preston, you had back-to-back stories of Big Little Lies and Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah.
And I get those two confused all the time.
Me too.
Yep, yep.
Big Pretty Little Liars.
And I didn't even know what those shows are about.
Big Little Liars.
Just the names I get confused.
Yeah, Big Little Lies is the one that you would like. That's the one on HBO. It's in its second season. Meryl Streep's in it now, and it's the very rich women in... Carmel and Pebble Beach, near Pebble Beach,
okay.
they get into a murder mystery.
I gotta watch that. So, Kim Kardashian, you thought we were going to get
Holy
out of this, right?
Holy God, we just almost eked out.
I could have skipped it, but...
That's why, though.
Yeah, right, exactly.
She killed a senator.
No, her decision to name her new line of shapewear kimono has drawn backlash. We've talked about it. From near and far, though, the latest critic is the mayor of Japan's Kyoto.
Come on.
In a letter posted to the city's website...
Yeah, mayor, stupid bitch.
Mayor Dasaki Kadokawa... writes, Dear Miss Kim Kardashian West, I'm writing this letter to convey our thoughts on kimono and ask you to reconsider your decision of using the name kimono in your trademark. Kimono is a traditional ethnic dress fostered in our rich nature and history with our predecessors' tireless endeavors and studies, and it is a culture that has been cherished and passed down with care in our living. Also, it is a fruit of craftsmanship and truly symbolizes sense of beauty, spirit, and values of Japanese. Okay? So, yeah, that's all I had to say about that.
So what? Stupid. So you want to wear a kimono? You want to have a kimono company? You want to call your thing Kimono because your name is Kim? What's the big deal?
Who cares?
I don't care.
What the deal with that?
What's the deal with kimono?
All right.
So the music is very soothing.
Isn't it, though? It is very zen-like.
It is. I think I'm going to punch your teeth out.
All right, so everybody needs a summer break, even judges.
Yeah.
And the Blast reports that lawyers for both Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were in court in Virginia on Friday to argue over a motion to dismiss the case, which Heard's attorneys believes belongs in another state. Depp's team says the domestic violence op-ed she wrote, which sparked the $50 million defamation suit, appeared in the Washington Post, which is printed in Virginia. The judge said that he'll have an opinion soon, but he's going on vacation, and it's going to have to be when he gets back.
Do you think there will be a dismissal in this case? Do you think they will come to terms?
I have no idea.
Because he's definitely on the warpath about this op-ed,
yeah,
which he believes reignited all the controversy.
Yeah, he might have a case.
It's possible.
I mean, it was over, right?
It was over.
And then she, nothing's
over. Nothing's over. Your Honor. Yeah, so I posted a court and nothing's over.
Are you Johnny's lawyer?
Yeah, I am.
Oh my God. So I don't know, but
this is gonna get litigious.
It's not gonna get bloody.
Yeah.
It's gonna get litigious.
Anytime, day or night, call me Rambo.
Yeah.
For the law.
What if you're not licensed?
I am the law. Or not, I represent the law in a way because I'm what the British would call a barrister.
Okay.
Would you say that this case has legs?
I say it has one leg! Because I can't feel the other leg! I've been kicking my own ass.
Yeah. But what if you're not licensed in their state?
Sorry, Tennessee?
Yeah. Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The judge said he'll have an opinion soon when he returns from vacation. The initial trial date was set for February 3rd, 2020. So we'll see where that ends up.
Man, that's it'll be curious to see how this turns out and if there is money exchanged for this.
Yep. Hey, Disney is developing a live-action Little Mermaid movie, and casting is in its final stages. Variety reports that Melissa McCarthy is in early talks to join as Ursula, the villain.
I think she'd be a pretty good choice for that. Did you see The Descendants 2?
Yeah.
They flirt with the Little Mermaid story.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the daughter of Ursula is the villain in that one. So
made a hell of an octopus.
And they have the third one coming out, you know?
Yes, I know.
They've been promoting
it. I tuned into some show I never watched to watch the video that announces the third movie, Descendants 3.
Yeah.
Yep. I follow the entire cast on Instagram.
But can she sing?
She can.
Ursula has a big song.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Dove Cameron.
No. I know Dove Cameron can sing.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Maybe she can. Disney crew can sing. Yeah, well, I don't know if they're... Well, yeah, Little Mermaid is music. What the hell am I talking about? Of course, they got lots of songs in there. So, yeah, she would have to sing.
Did anybody see Dumbo?
Nope.
No, I have it on Blu-ray.
All right.
I haven't watched it yet. I'll let you know.
Come and watch it. Tell me how you think.
Rob Marshall is directing this, and Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be writing the music for it.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. All right, one more thing. Mark Wahlberg is reportedly in talks to replace Chris Evans in Antoine Fuqua's Infinite. Oh, I don't know anything
Anton
about
Fuqua,
that.
Who directed Training Day, did he not?
Okay.
Yeah, yes, and I think he did maybe one of the Equalizers.
There's a movie called Infinite.
He's a really good director. Works well with Denzel.
Wahlberg is in talks to replace Chris Evans, and Paramount's release, date for the action flick is now August 7th, 2020. The casting switch-up is due to Evans's inability to commit to the shooting schedule the studio had in mind. So, Mark Wahlberg.
I'm curious to see what a post Marvel Universe will bring for Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Because he's been in some really good stuff. He played a really slimy guy in the movie The Iceman. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And it was nothing like a Chris Evans role, but he was really good.
He was brutal.
Yeah.
He was a really evil hitman in that. And he was great in the movie Gifted, too.
Yeah, you know, it's a sweet movie.
He's a solid actor. But you're right, shaking that character can be kind of tough sometimes for somebody who's taken on a big one. But, you know, he's talented, so he should be good. All right, let's do the clips now. So Good Trouble is the spinoff of The Fosters, featuring Kelly and Mariana relocating to Los Angeles for a fresh start. And here, Maya Mitchell and Sierra Ramirez explains how their characters have grown up. We got this?
Yep.
Okay.
They're both post-college. Mm-hmm. They moved to L.A. together. My character, Mariana, is working as a software engineer at a tech startup.
Yes, and Callie is clocking for a conservative judge. So I guess they're both kind of thrown into the adult world and realize very quickly that it's not going to be as breezy. Yes.
What the f*** is this?
All right, so this girl, one of the girls, who is this?
This is Maya Mitchell.
Because she was in Teen Beach 2.
Teen Beach 1 and 2, Preston.
Oh, okay. She's in both of Teen Beach movie. Yeah. All right. Yeah, she looks familiar.
She's cute.
Very beautiful. So, Good Trouble, whatever that is on tonight at 8 o'clock on Freeform.
Set your DVRs.
All right, let's do the next one. Divorce takes a comedic but realistic look at the life of a couple living together as they go through their divorce. In this clip, Sarah Jessica Parker discusses why she chose this focus on this topic.
I thought that there was something really interesting to explore, that there's lots of television shows about families and marriages, and they're, for the most part, very buoyant and often, you know, really cozy, and that I was interested in this other portrait, and that all of us know somebody who has contemplated divorce. How do we talk about these big adult interesting themes, and how do they relate to other people?
Anyway!
Season 3 of Divorce premieres tonight at 10 o'clock, and that's on HBO.
Honeymoon in Las Vegas was on last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker looks phenomenal in that movie.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yes.
And in L.A. Story, she looks gorgeous in that, too. So, but she does have an
equine.
Why the long face?
Why the long face?
Exactly. All right, and there you go. That's what I got in Entertainment Report for you this morning. That's a lot of entertainment. But we got more coming. Billy Bob Thornton is actually going to be on our show this morning. The Boxmasters, his group, is going to be performing at the Sellersville Theater on July 7th. So he's giving us a call to promote that, which is cool. Our friends from Dunkin' Donuts stopping by today and more. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Make sure you hang with us on this Monday as we keep it moving along with you.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Rival Sons. Godsmack. The Revivalists. You got some change inside your
pocket, but it doesn't change. New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Taking that midnight train to Memphis, Chris Stapleton on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. Welcome back, Monday. The week of Independence Day. We have a short week this week, and hopefully you do too, but that means our Word of the Week prize is going to be that much easier to win. It's a three-letter word this week, and we're going to give away 10 Fandango movie tickets to see Avengers Endgame and a bunch of Avengers merch, so don't miss your opportunity on that. Let's see if we're moving or not. We got to look at traffic. Kathy, what's up?
95 southbound jams from Academy to Cottman, and then from Neyman's Road to Harvey Road, where we have right lane construction that's set up there. Northbound jams from Neyman's Road to 320. And then on the Schuylkill Expressway eastbound, we're slowing from Montgomery into the Vine. Westbound, University or Vera Avenue to South Street, the Boulevard out to Belmont, and then the Blue Route to Gulf Mills. 422 eastbound, slowing from Oaks to 2330 bypass eastbound. We've got some volume building here. Reeseville Road to 113. On the Blue Route northbound is Jam McDade Boulevard to Route 1. And then in New Jersey, 295 northbound between Olden and 33, we've got that jackknife tractor trailer. The left lane is closed. That's what's causing the delay. 195 westbound in Hamilton Township. 295, we've got a jackknife tractor trailer there as well. 42 freeway northbound, heavy from the Atlantic City Expressway to 295. 55 northbound, jams Deptford to 42. And then in Delaware, Route 1 southbound at 13, an overturned truck still in the right lane. The accident scene just before the William Roth Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the University of the Sciences. Learn how University of Sciences graduates are proven in healthcare and science careers by attending a summer open house. Visit usciences.edu/summer open house. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Thanks, Kathy. So week of the 4th of July, Independence Day, Casey's birthday as well. Big week this week.
Yes.
And I need to find, and I figured this would be a good week to do it, a tie that looks like an American flag. Because we have six guys from Sweden who are staying at our house. my wife's nephew, and they're all like 22, 23 years old, and his five buddies are all staying at our house. And one of the guys, Eric, just wants to be as American as he can possibly be, and he loves to wear ties, and he wants an American flag tie.
Oh, my God.
I could probably get one on Amazon and have it here tomorrow, but I wanted to see if anybody knew where you might be able to find one.
Yeah.
I'm
thinking of, like, little, like, souvenir shops in the city.
Might be it, because we went by, you know, like, Target and Kohl's, and we couldn't find
it. Oh, you know what? They have a whole section.
What's that?
They have a whole section. Target. You just said Target. They have a whole section of that. It probably, at this point, is sold out, but they had ties.
Yeah. Man. Walmart didn't have that, but Walmart did have a cardboard cowboy hat made out of, like, Bud Light boxes that Eric bought. Because, and he wanted a Bud Light. He's like, dude, what? Are we going to drink Bud Light?
Yeah.
You know, oh, so funny.
Oh, that's great.
So damn funny.
Did you give him any of your Play Gloria? Okay.
No, but we did get him some Bud Light.
Okay.
And they'll probably be coming by here tomorrow. So
I need American flag footwear. And Brooks Running Company, unfortunately, they have a Stars and Stripes running sneaker. I wouldn't run in them. But the problem is they don't have them in 4E. Like, they just don't exist. Mm. And they are beautiful, beautiful sneakers. So you should get those for them.
For Eric.
Yeah.
The full 4th of July stuff is starting to happen. Also, I wouldn't mind finding some fireworks displays that might be happening before the 4th, because they're leaving on the 3rd.
There were some last night.
Preston,
yeah, yeah.
Do I have a whole list for you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Some firework activities.
Firework activities.
Yes, where are you detonating things?
Funny you ask. I'll pull it up. Keep talking. Okay. But there are a bunch that are happening before.
Well, I did see the story that Steve sent over, and I don't know the validity of this, because I saw a fireworks tent yesterday in Skipack. Now, mind you, they're just like the fountains and sparklers and stuff. It says fireworks with big explosive graphics and stuff.
A picture of Hiroshima.
It's cheeseball stuff. But the tents selling here it is, the aerial fireworks have disappeared as the result of a court ruling in Harrisburg. And they won't be reappearing before July 4th or any time this summer, apparently, as the legislature has put off action on a bill that could have made them legal again.
So
now these are the roadside tents. These are not the established
in the Acme parking lot, that kind of stuff, which is like sparklers and low level stuff, right?
No, those are the ones that are there now, but they could sell the aerial fireworks, the ones that, you know, shoot up into the air,
right?
In tents.
I didn't realize that.
I think Phantom Fireworks and Sky King Fireworks are the ones where it's like a, what do they call that, brick-and-mortar store?
Yeah, it's a store.
Yeah.
As opposed to a tent. But these tents pop up for the season, and they make it easy for you to go pick them up.
So we're talking Roman candles. We're talking things that shoot up into the air.
Bottle rockets and all that stuff.
Yeah, and mortar shells.
All right.
So these are not going to be around. They're still not legal yet.
All right. Right, but you still, even at the Phantom and Sky King, with the Pennsylvania license, you can't go in there?
No, you can.
You can now?
Yeah, you can. You can get those in the stores, from what I understand.
Well, you know, you're right, because I got
fireworks. I'm totally confused.
It happened a year or two ago.
Yeah, I got a birthday present last year, and it was fireworks that was, like, from Phantom or whatever.
Okay.
And it was bought by somebody with the Pennsylvania license.
So the law now that is in place forbids the sale of aerial fireworks.
In the tents.
In the tents.
And the tents are good because they just pop up in areas that are nearby you.
Convenient.
As opposed to you have to go all the way to this place to get the big aerial fireworks.
Now, in the article, what they were saying is that it means many, many dollars worth of lost revenue for the state.
It said the roadside tents proved to be a cash cow for the state, but Commonwealth Court late last year declared them illegal. So I guess they were going for a little bit, and the state has since taken a substantial hit in tax revenue, according to the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue.
Huh.
Those losses will continue through July 4th weekend because of the state legislature preoccupied with the race to approve a new budget by July 1st did not act on a bill that called for changing the law to allow tents to operate.
All right, I have three spots for you. I'm sure that there are more, and I can do...
These are fireworks activities.
Yes. Yeah, I can do a little more research, but I'll start out with one. I've said it year after year, and if you've never been there, you don't understand, but Conshohocken's fireworks display is absolutely amazing.
Okay.
And it's on July 3rd. They always do it the night before.
They're going to be gone.
Oh, they're gone.
They're leaving on the 3rd.
Oh, they're leaving on the 3rd. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Okay.
You need one... Tonight
or tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me keep looking.
Sorry, I'm so last minute. All right. I'm going to go to a call real quick here. I'm going to go to Katie, who can help me out with the tie, I think. Hey, Katie, how you doing?
Hi. Good morning. Sorry to bother you at work.
It's all good, Katie. What do you want to recommend?
So, Party City should definitely have ties.
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Five Below, too.
Okay.
They're usually good for things like that.
All right.
That's what I can help you with.
All right. Thank you, Katie. Appreciate it.
Have you been trying Lane Bryant?
No, I haven't tried Lane Bryant yet, but they have a lot of stuff.
They do have.
I was thinking you probably want something a little more higher quality than Five
Something
Below
made out of paper.
Party City. Right. But it just might do the trick.
Sure.
So. But you know what? It's funny because reading this story this morning, there was a time when shooting off my own fireworks was so much fun and a big deal, too, especially when I was a kid and even the parents got into it. But I really don't care about it anymore. I used to love it. It was so much fun.
Years ago, it meant the world. And I remember growing up, Mr. Foley was a computer salesman, even at that time, you know, with the punch cards and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he'd go down south a lot. And it was like a scene. It was basically the fireworks equivalent of Narcos. He'd come back. He'd, you know, go to the back of the car, open up the trunk. And everyone would come over with their money, and he would...
Get out.
I swear.
He was selling them out of his trunk?
People had sort of put their orders in because he was the fireworks mule. Yeah.
Did he go down
There's usually
to...
somebody. Yeah,
yeah, and he got, you know, it was real deal stuff. I'm sure nothing that would be illegal sold out of a tent these days.
Right.
Nothing that would be legal, I should say.
It was usually South Carolina, right?
Like South Carolina, south of the border.
Yeah, because if it's funny, my friend Justin Uberti growing up, who grew up to be a computer engineer. Maybe
what is it with computers and fireworks?
Know. But he and his mom was so strict, but he had a box. And I don't know if he would have them shipped or go down to get them or both, but he hid it in some corner of his closet. And this guy, like, for as much of a genius as he was such a pyro, but he would get the good stuff.
Yeah.
He'd get the goods. And so if you wanted to do fireworks, you'd do it with Justin.
Which is, to your point, Preston, there's nothing... I mean, I love to go down on the Delaware and see that display. By the way, if you want to, the Moshaloo is a great place. If you have dinner there, you can go up on deck and watch it. How are you going to beat that in the backyard with your bottle rocket? It's just astonishing.
I guess it's the thrill of doing it yourself. You know, I did that. You know, listen, there are some neighbors nearby me that buy the big.
Do they?
Yeah, they get the mortars, and every now and then you'll see them going off, and you're like, okay, that's real deal fireworks. It's not as much as you would see in a community display where they spend thousands and thousands of dollars.
I heard some
done.
Last night. I don't know exactly where they were coming
so
from. Because sometimes it's concussive and it can be miles and miles away. But they were relatively near my house in Villanova last night.
Also didn't know that dogs freak out.
Oh, they hate them.
I have dogs now. Our dogs are a year and a half old. And so we're just finding out that the fireworks drive them bonkers.
So there is a thing and they sell it on TV. I'm sure you've seen the ads. You can go to any pet store. It's sort of like almost like a compression vest that they wear that will calm the dog down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nick, if you can look up the name of it, but they actually work.
Yeah.
My old neighbors used to have something, I guess a Mastiff maybe, a huge dog.
Yeah.
They were at our house one 4th of July hanging out, and the dog was at home, and they put the dog in the basement. The dog clawed its way through the door. Broke through the door.
Damn.
Broke through the door.
Got a Mastiff, yeah.
Then blew through the screen windows.
Oh, my God.
And was on a rampage. I mean, I felt so bad for this animal running around in abject horror.
We thought the world was ending.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can't turn to the dog and go, it's just fireworks, Fido.
Relax. Yeah.
My dog would go to the bathtub, believe it or not, for fireworks. And
Calgon, take me away.
Well, it's crazy.
Lights, like candles. And, yeah.
Yeah. No, they feel comfortable in the. A lot of people put the dogs in the bathtub.
No, I don't put them in there. He would go there himself.
Well there
like,
you
he,
go.
Like he knew.
It he jumped
like,
to the chase.
Yeah.
Wow. Some people are suggesting minor league ballparks, Preston, for fireworks, and that's a good suggestion. The Iron Pigs in Lehigh Valley don't have a home game until Wednesday, so that doesn't do you any good. I'm checking to see if the Reading Fighting Phils have one.
Here, Melissa has a suggestion. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Awesome. What's up, Melissa?
There's fireworks tonight at East Bradford Township. They're having their independence and concert tonight.
Oh. Boom.
All right. And where is that?
In Chester County.
It's in Chester County. Okay. I'll see how far those. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate the heads up.
No problem. Come out, get some good food. I'll be there with my barbecue truck.
Nice. Oh.
Featuring the songs of Richard Marx.
What's the name of your truck?
M&M. Barbecue and smoked meats.
M&M, barbecue and smoked meats. All right, thanks, Melissa.
That's very American.
See ya.
It's out in between Downingtown and Westchester, so that might be a little far for you guys, you could do it.
Yeah, but it might be worth it if they want to see fireworks.
They're going to head to where they're leaving from here is they're going up to New York City, and I said, well, they'll definitely have a fireworks display by the Statue of Liberty, I would imagine, on the 4th. So
that can't beat the Chester display.
Of course not. Or the conch. Come on, man.
I want, because there are, on the 4th of July, obviously, fireworks every. But up and down the Jersey Shore, every shore town has fireworks. And I wonder, like, how far out you need to go into the ocean in order to see all of them.
Because, probably Ireland?
No. No, but, like, they also stagger the times, right? So you could kind of make your way up and down the coast and catch
them
all. Cool.
Fireworks over the water, it's an awesome experience because you get the mirror effect of the water.
Yeah, we had we know some friends who have a lake house. It's up towards Scranton. And
welcome to Scranton.
Scranton. And on opposite sides of the lake, they will get two houses that kind of have dueling fireworks displays.
That's awesome.
And they buy the big mortars.
Yeah.
And these guys will shoot off four or five of them. And then the other side of the lake, they'll pop a few of them off. And then they keep going back and forth like that. That's pretty neat.
Are there any underwater or water-resistant fireworks? I know the word used to be you could drop an M80 in the water.
Oh, dude, we used to. Oh, they're absolutely.
Is there
bottle rockets. I mean, if you shoot them, if you get the ones with the report, if you would time it just right where you could arc it up and it would shoot down into the water. We used to do it at night.
And it would pop in the water.
You would see it go bloop. And it would of course light up and everything. It was cool. Now what we didn't really think about as kids is we're just polluting this lake.
Yeah.
Why are all the
stupid
dead fish on the shore this morning?
There were ones that I used to love to throw into the water, and I think they were called the blossom or the fire blossom or something like that. And essentially, it just looks like a long, thick firecracker. And when you would light it, it would spin around really, really fast. And it would create this thing. It almost looked like a rose.
Oh, yes.
And it would change colors. It would go from green to red to blue. If you threw them in the water, it would do the same thing.
It wouldn't go out.
It wouldn't go out underwater. Because once it ignites, it's going to keep going.
Like a flare.
But I look back at how much we polluted
that's
that
wrong.
Lake. That was so stupid. Didn't even think about it. Look at that. That looks awesome.
That's why you go to your neighbor's lake to do it.
That's what you do. Let's see. I'm going to go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, buddy. What's up?
So, I tell you what. Last year, we went to the Newark, Delaware. At the college, University of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
We went to their fireworks display, and it's a pretty big display. I mean, it's for the whole city. It's huge, but it's probably 15 minutes maybe. But then the following weekend last year, we ended up going to the Philadelphia Union's fireworks.
Yeah.
And they are bad.
I'm telling you,
they are bad. Listen, so
bad as in good?
Yeah.
Oh, they're awesome.
Fat P-H-A-T?
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So
check it. So check it. At the end of the game, you just migrate down towards that side of the stadium. You look up over the bleachers, and there's barge out there, man. And I'm telling you, the quality of the fireworks are so awesome. Now, they don't go necessarily as high, but they're beautiful. And because they don't go so high, they're so much closer.
Okay.
You can just feel it in your chest. You can feel it in your throat.
Nick, what day? Do you know what day this is this year?
July 6th, I want to say. It's either Saturday or Sunday, but I'm pretty sure it's July 6th.
All right, so after the 4th, obviously. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right,
and
thanks.
I saw a promotion, something about $5 tickets. I'm not sure what the promotion is, but for $5, it's amazing. But even if you just went, you don't have to go to the game. Just show up for the fireworks out in the parking lot.
Screw the team.
Yeah. That's the new promotion. Yeah. Forget the game.
And go to whatever you
need. It sounds cool. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, if they were playing, we'd definitely go. These the Swedes that are staying with us are way into soccer. I'd love to take them to a game.
He was right, July 6th. However, Preston, every night this week, Dorney Park has a fireworks display.
And I'm up that way.
Yeah.
Dude, take him to Dorney.
That could be cool.
Could ride the rides.
It's the Celebrate America Week, and it starts today. Starts on the 1st, and it goes all week long, and they have the biggest display on the 4th itself, but all week long, there's stuff at Dorney.
Oddly enough, and if you're just tuning in, we have all these Swedish guys that are staying with us right now. 6 of them are our house. You know where and Rochelle is taking them and where they want to go today? Lancaster County.
Yeah. There you go. What is it about? We talked about this.
They want to see the Amish. And so we're like, all righty then, we'll take you out there. So they're headed out there today, which is pretty cool.
You know, you should take them to Limerick and just tell them that they're
this is
Lancaster.
Yeah, this is like, see those cooling towers? Amish built them.
The Amish built that?
Yeah.
Give them all the wrong information.
Oh, yeah. The Amish are big into nuclear power. They don't like zippers.
I have a lot of people that are giving information on American flag ties. So let me go to, I didn't even think of this one. Let me go to Mark. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up, buddy?
4th of July, and I know you guys have off. Enjoy the rest of the week when you have off.
Thank you.
There's a little old lady down right at 4th and Market. She's been alive for about 225 years. She sells ties. Her name's Betsy Ross. I think you might be interested in taking those guys down there, maybe.
Oh, the Betsy Ross house?
Yeah, well, she's still making them. She's still alive. You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that. And she makes the ties?
Yeah, well, she's got to change with the times, get up with,
Yeah.
20th century, 21st century, and stuff like that. So yeah,
she changed for the wrong time.
It takes a long time to make it, though, and it might end up with holes in it, But you might want to.
Do you know for a fact that they actually sell the ties down there?
I have no idea.
Okay, I was wondering. Yeah, you're just taking a guess. Yeah.
Right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, man.
You'd drive into the city, you'd go over to Betsy Ross' house, and they'd throw a cigarette at you.
Get out of here,
stupid tie.
All right, well, we'll find one somewhere, which is cool. So nice that there are some fireworks displays that are taking place this week. Some people are texting in and letting us know where we can go check them out. Wawa Festival, the Wawa Welcome America.
That's tomorrow, yes.
Yeah, it's going on now,
those
actually.
Those are always good.
Let me go to Dot. Hey, Dot, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up, Dot?
Yes, I was looking at the schedule for all the events for the Wawa Festival, and it's saying tonight at Penn's Landing, the U.S. Army Band and the fireworks display starts at 8 o'clock.
Bingo.
There you go.
Love it. Thank you, Dot.
Thank you. Appreciate Have a good holiday.
By the way, you too. Tomorrow is Wawa Hoagie Day, and the free hoagie at noon is going to be taking place on Independence Mall. Actually, it's right by the Constitution Center. I guess that whole area.
That mall. It's great.
Mall.
Yep.
So
much fun.
Casey and I will be hosting it, and you should come by tomorrow. It should be pretty cool. Weather's going to be good. It's going to be warm, though.
The Phils are out of town until after the All-Star break. They have a three-game series in Atlanta, and then the Mets, and then the All-Star games next week. But the fireworks show is fantastic. Have you ever seen the one at the ballpark? And so that's not until next weekend. So if you miss any of the ones that are around Philly in the suburbs this week, you can go to the 12th or the 13th at the ballpark, and those are two games against the Nationals, and they have earlier games those nights, so you can see the fireworks afterwards.
I wonder what a top-level fireworks company charges for a display like you would see over the Delaware.
It's got to be six figures, right?
Is it?
I would think so. Like, I don't know.
Definitely five.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. It's in the tens of thousands for sure.
I mean, Wildwood has them every single Friday night in the summertime. It's definitely like pared back,
Where did they launch them from?
Right in between both of Maurice Pierce.
Okay, so on the ocean side, not on the bay side.
Not on the bay side.
Okay,
yeah.
Are the ones for 4th of July, are they any good? Because, like, some of the other shore towns are kind of blah.
I agree. Their 4th of July ones are better than their Friday night ones.
Okay.
Right? The Friday night one, it's just, it's a cool thing to be able to walk out. And, like, and so, like, we're pretty far away from, you know, the fireworks. And so we'll just walk out to the beach and we can see them, you know. So it's just kind of like a neat, you know, a little flourish.
But they're
weekends.
Not, yeah, they're not crazy.
No, but, like, the Friday, the actual 4th of July fireworks are good. And then also there's one that you can go see from, like, the Delaware Bay and the Villas. And I don't know if that's actual Cape May fireworks or if it's the Villas fireworks. But you kind of can't go wrong there.
The River Sharks used to do it every Friday in the summer, which was really cool.
And now they don't even have a stadium.
They don't even have a stadium, yeah.
There's a lot, though. A lot of fireworks over the river. You know, sometimes you'll just be there. And you'll just catch it. What is this for? They just do them.
Yeah. You know what? Another thing I would like to do is actually fly in an airplane on the 4th of July and time it out perfectly so you can see the fireworks.
I've seen them from the sky, but I have never, not on 4th of July, but I've seen a fireworks display from a plane. It is a different perspective. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you ever seen drone footage where they'll like fly the drones
into it?
They did one over the last year over the Macy's fireworks display over the river.
Would you call it Amazeballs?
Amazeballs. Totes Magotes. Yes. No, it's something to witness, especially now with the tech. They can get all sorts of flyovers.
I wonder if they could, you know what they ought to be able to do now?
A blimp?
No, is incorporate the drones into the display, like being able to carry some type of incendiary device and have it hover.
That's a great idea.
Like a giant sparkler or like a giant fountain that can hang and have static, showers of sparks and things like that in one spot.
Why couldn't they do that?
I'll bet you they're working on something like that.
Oh, that would be really cool. And now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder, they've got like this helicopter touring
pigeons with hand grenades attached.
Stop it, Steve.
Go on.
Look at the
I'm thinking. Keep pull going. The pins. Woo!
I was going to say helicopter touring companies that are in the area. Like, you
fly.
They've got to do
pigeons with hanger.
Not him, no,
dude.
I'm
you
done.
Command them.
Ronaldo, go, fly,
go. Tori, Pico, go.
What were you going to say? That was too much fun. I'm sorry.
We did
pigeons too much.
No, just, you know, get in a helicopter, God damn it. And
of course you can.
Yes.
You probably could. Obviously, they're not going to fly you through the range.
No.
On the periphery, of course you could.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, for years, Secret Service.
He used to blow up pigeons.
Well, he blow up pigeons. He don't have grenades. That's how you train. ISIS is just reprehensible in the way they use pigeons. No, the deal is they would fly them around. This is after 9/11, and you know, for security purposes, they were monitoring everything, and he saw the whole display from the air.
Wow.
You know, it's a cool thing. But from the ground, it's awesome. If you can be, by the way, if you can be near where the barge is, that is the S. Unbelievable.
You guys ever get some of the debris falling down on
you?
Still charred, hot pieces of debris?
One of the funniest things that ever happened, it was the fireworks display, Massapequa, Long Island. So there is an elevated railroad system, and we all got our lawn chairs and got out. Preston, the first boom, the first report of the first boom, the bats that were underneath the...
Oh, my God.
And these little kids started running in all directions. It was hilarious.
You know what I had a problem last year with, because we watched the fireworks from the beach, and whatever you call is people bringing their own fireworks and doing their own display. As the fireworks display is going on, can you please don't do that?
Well,
please, because it was like freaking my kids out. And then also I had to yell at the one guy because one of the fireworks kind of got away from him, didn't necessarily go all the way up like the way it was supposed to, and then blew up.
Their safety protocol is probably not the same as the professionals. So I think you're probably right.
The police can only do so much. So the police are going up and down the beaches, and they can kind of see where the launch point is for these fireworks. But this one guy in particular, I saw him. He had his little backpack.
Full of pigeons.
Full of pigeons.
And once he was done blowing those things up, he took the fireworks out.
Right.
But like you would see him, right? He would run out to the beach, light a firework, and then run back to the street. I'm like, dude, listen,
that's dangerous.
Listen, you a-hole. Whatever you have in your little backpack is not as good as what I'm watching down the street, and you're distracting me and all the other kids and families away from like the real fireworks display. So why don't you wait until it's over and then do it? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, man.
Pisses me off, man.
Really?
Listen.
It was distracting you that much, a guy shooting a bottle rocket off?
It wasn't a bottle rocket, press. That's the thing. These aren't like...
Preston doesn't understand.
I don't.
No, these were like real mortars? Deal, like mortars and the problem was it scared my children. So then...
Why did it scare them? I don't understand.
Dude, I'm telling you, like one went off...
Because it was really close to you?
One didn't go all the way up.
Okay.
And that's all they needed. Okay. That's all they needed because when it exploded and actually hit the ground and all that sort of stuff.
You were afraid that he was not exercising the proper precautions.
He wasn't.
Blow your children up.
He was completely a scare.
Chuck is in here.
I'm scared.
Case, I was planning on being that a-hole for your birthday this year.
Really?
That's what I got you for your birthday. I got you fireworks that we were going to do during the fireworks.
On the beach. Weren't.
I absolutely did.
No, thank
Chuck,
you.
Chuck, your good friend.
I bought him out of the trunk.
Oh, dear God, I made a huge mistake.
I'll tell you what. Give him to Jackie Bam Bam or Bill Burns in our sales department. Their both birthdays are on
How
the 4th
How nice
of, July
of Chuck to do that.
I bought him out of the trunk of a car on Saturday.
Did you really?
I really did. Yeah, yeah. There's a place down the shore. They sell pretty decent stuff for your like your home, you know, like the legal
home
stuff.
Fireworks.
Yeah. And I just turned to the guy and I'm like, "Do you sell bottle rockets?" And he's like, "Not legally." and then I was like, "Do you have any?" And he's like, "Come on outside." And he had, I mean, my kid. I was with my son, and like he opened the back of the car, and Spencer's eyes just went, "Whoa!" He's
wow.
Like, "Holy cow!" And he's like, "I only get the best stuff." And he said the best way to do it is during the fireworks on the beach,
because won't get in trouble.
Right.
The police won't bother with you. Okay.
Yeah, you basically get like a 2-hour window to set off your own stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You'll get in trouble with
one
person.
Do you use heroin? No, I mean, I understand because you've got all the noise going on. It's the noise that will draw attention to
it. Oh, the noise.
And the police will come to that. So if they've already got this display going on, they're not really going to know that you're doing that.
Yeah, I guess like the towns are okay with the noise for a couple hours or whatever it is.
And that's part of the deal. There's just no way, much to the chagrin of the police, that they can be on top of all of these things, even in suburban areas, you know, people setting off fireworks displays. You know, it's a bad night. But then again, at emergency rooms, you have people coming in who have not used them properly, getting injured.
Yeah,
so
I guess since Case doesn't want, I'll have to sell them out of the back of the trunk of my car.
Sell them in the parking lot. Just announce you're selling them today.
Hey, maybe make a profit.
Yeah.
Hang on. Dave wants to go on about the drone thing. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, bud. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, bud?
So, yeah, I put Roman candles on my drone last year and shot them off.
That's actually pretty ingenious.
How high up do you think you got it, Dave?
It was probably about 100 feet up in the air.
All right.
I zip-tied two Roman candles, one on each leg, and took it straight up. I took it off the ground maybe like 5 feet, lit them, and then shot it up real quick.
So here's what you do. You have cool. The kind of rig? Do you have like a DJI drone where you can wear the VR goggles?
He said exactly.
I got the controller, so I have my iPad.
Okay.
To it. This was my older. I had the DJI Phantom 3. Now I got the.
Oh, I know it all, man. I'm rocking it. Yeah, the one that I have has the VR goggles, so you wear them and you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's very cool, though. You can kind of do a strafing run over your guests and.
Dave,
very cool.
Dave, when you're shooting them off, it doesn't affect the flight pattern. It doesn't make the drone get out of control.
No, it gives it a little bit of recoil, but nothing too bad.
Dave, Nick's in the DJI parlance. He's a noob.
I'm a noob. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get the DJI Inspire 1v2.
I won't, but that's okay.
Roman candles don't have a whole lot of recoil. Or recoil. Nah. They kind of, you know, so it's not kaboom or anything like that.
It's probably no worse than wind.
Have you seen some of the heavier rigs, some of the bigger drones that they use, the ones that Amazon is considering using for package delivery? You can attach machine guns to those things. They have done that. Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild. Not that you should do that for the 4th.
Yeah, do that at your 4th of July party. Why not?
Look what I did.
Crank it up a notch.
I ran out of pigeons.
All right, well,
So they, I guess at one point the roadside tents were available for the aerial fireworks, but they're not legal any longer, and they may be next year, but as of now, that's not going to happen.
So yeah.
You got to head to the the stores or the trunks in cars and get the ones that fly. So, but anyhow, listen, thanks for all your calls. I know a lot of you guys are on hold. I got the information about where to get the American flag tie and all that stuff, and where to see the fireworks. I appreciate it. But we do have to take a break. So anyhow, lots of celebrations going on this week, which is very cool. And like we said, Free Hoagie Day tomorrow with Wawa. Casey and I will be hosting that at noon on Independence Mall. We'll be back in just a moment. And we are going to get to the B-File when we return. Stay with us.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Red Hot Chili Peppers and Breaking the Girl on MMR. Preston and Steve Show Monday morning. And nice today. 87 degrees and sunshine and even lower humidity levels than we had yesterday, which really weren't that bad. So it's going to be just a spectacular day.
You could tell when the weather broke, humidity-wise. We had a storm come through, and then it was blissfully wonderful.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, great day to flip your calendar over to July. The President's Steve calendar features the lovely Alexa as our representative of the month of July. And take a look while you're there. And if you think you've got what it takes to be in our calendar, we'd love to hear from you because we are looking for ladies to appear in the 2020 Totally Office calendar. Go to WMMR.com and you can click on contest or you can submit your info. And you can also text calendar girl one word to 39333 for a direct link to that page. Yeah, so calendar girl to 39333, and we'll give you the information about how you could possibly end up in the pages of our calendar. Let's take a look at traffic. Kathy, what's going on this morning?
195 westbound in Hamilton Township between Hamilton Square and 295. You are jammed. There was a jackknife tractor trailer. It's now gone. 295 northbound. And Trenton slows Olden Ave to 33. That earlier jackknife tractor trailer causing that delay as well. 42 freeway northbound, Heavy College Drive to 295, 55 northbound. Jams from 47 to 42 on the Schuylkill Expressway eastbound. You're slow the Blue Route into Conshohocken and then from Montgomery to the Vine on the westbound side. Passyunk to University, the right lane blocked with an accident. The Boulevard out to Belmont, Blue Route to 202. 95 northbound slows the Commodore Barry Bridge to 320 southbound. Heavy from Cotman through to Girard, 420 to 320, and then Neiman's Road to Harvey Road, right lane construction in Claymont, Delaware. On 422 eastbound, you're slow 29 to 23. Pennsylvania Turnpike westbound, heavy bend Salem to Fort Washington. On the Blue Route northbound, you're jam McDade Boulevard to Route 1. This traffic report brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Substance abuse impacted by personal trauma requires specialized care. Recovery Centers of America provides trauma-informed addiction treatment and can help you today. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Real quick, I wanted to mention this because we were talking about the fireworks displays, and I got a friend from my buddy Jack who works over at the Battleship New Jersey.
Yes.
And he said they have their decks open for the fireworks tonight and Thursday on the 4th, and the ship opens at 7 and fireworks at 9:30, and just a $10 donation to get on board, and they have live music and food and bar and all that stuff. Dude, that'd be a spot to see it right
Perfect.
There.
And I love just taking a tour of the ship general is awesome. We do it like once a year. It's great.
And you get to see the Philly skyline from that side on the deck of the ship. So that's a great idea. So, Jack, thanks for the heads up. I appreciate that. Hey, we're going to have Billy Bob Thornton on the program around an hour or so from now. They're going to be playing his band, the Boxmaster, at the Sellersville Theater. So we'll talk to Billy in a little bit. In the meantime, we've got the Bizarre File to do.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, this morning it is brought to you by Rita's Water Ice. The five-layer gelati is back at Rita's. Add an extra layer of custard to your favorite gelati. Only at Rita's and only for a limited time. We'll begin with this story. Florida authorities are searching for a burglary suspect who has been Riley christened as a modern-day Hamburglar. You should hear what he does. He allegedly broke into two restaurants, cooked himself a snack before stealing from the establishments. So Sheriff's Office
just rubbing salt on the wound.
Released surveillance photos of the man on his Facebook page on Friday. He most recently used a brick to smash the door of a Wendy's in Jensen Beach, started up the grill, and cooked himself a burger, and then he took the safe from the restaurant.
So he breaks the glass. We assume this sets off some sort of alarm, and he had enough time to prepare a meal and then steal the safe.
Mm-hmm. The man tried breaking into a third business, a gas station, but he couldn't gain entry. Officials described him as being in his mid-30s. He's wearing a baseball cap, khaki shorts, and black tank top during the Wendy's heist.
Does he make the classic...
I don't know if he was making... He was at Wendy's, so he might have done that just to piss him off, so I don't really know. But yeah, he actually goes in and cooks.
Wow.
But as well, he's able to turn on the and let it heat up. Turn on the grill, let it heat up. Find out where the burger patties are, and make his way through there. Sounds like an inside job.
Yes, yeah, you're right. You'd have to know what you were doing.
Yeah. An Uber driver who pulled over for some who pulled over for some me time ended up getting into a tussle with police officers. A guy named Elliot Andrade. Was charged with interfering with police and driving under the influence. Police say that they were dispatched for a suspicious vehicle, and they found a white BMW parked on the side of the road with its windows fogged up.
Was he going to town on himself?
Police said that when the officers approached the car, they saw Andrade reclined and pleasuring himself in the driver's seat. When an officer knocked on the car window, police said the driver appeared confused and started to pull his pants up. The officer said, I asked Elliot what he was doing, and he said, I work for Uber.
We're supposed to do this.
Police said that there was an open case of beer on the passenger side floor of the car. When Andrade was asked to recite the alphabet, police said he started with D and ended at K.
I missed a few.
I wonder if I and C fell in between those two.
Yeah.
Andrade got out and began reaching into his pants, fearing that he had a weapon. Police said they struggled with him before bringing him to the ground. Andrade began yelling that the object he was reaching for was a sex toy, which he then pulled out of his underwear. So he literally had that. And they arrested him.
Well, it's like packing your lunch. You know, you bring your sex toy to work for your me time.
This is messed up. An alligator found holding a Florida man's lifeless body in its mouth had ingested his foot and hand. The alligator's mouth was still clamped around part of the body of Michael Ford II, who was found floating in the water near a phosphate mine Thursday by an employee.
I can't eat anymore.
Wildlife officials captured and killed the reptile. A necropsy of, revealed Ford's hand and foot inside the alligator's stomach. The Ford had other cuts on his body caused by the alligator. Now, his cause of death actually is drowning. So the final cause is pending toxicology results. It could have been that this alligator just came across this and dead body.
Pinched a free meal, basically.
Yeah, so I don't know. They're working on finding out. You've got to love this story. A Texas woman was banned from her local Walmart after police say she ate half a cake and then refused to pay for the missing portion.
God.
She only wanted to pay for half of it.
Honestly, I was finding it hard to believe there was anything that could ban you from a Walmart.
Yeah, right.
Police were called to a Walmart after receiving calls that a woman walked around the store eating half a cake.
I only eat half.
And refusing to pay for the whole item. The suspect entered the bakery section of the store, proceeded to eat half of the cake while walking through the aisles. Once at the register, the woman demanded half off because she was only buying half a cake. Police say she refused to pay for the missing half of the cake despite eating it on her way to checkout, but she ultimately paid for the whole cake once the police arrived, and after that, she was barred from the store for theft.
So the cake didn't get you barred. You remember you had a story about a woman who was effectively running a meth lab in a Walmart bathroom?
Yeah. She could probably still go back.
She could probably still go back.
Mm-hmm. A Kansas man who robbed a bank last September, and this is a follow-up story, and told police that he was hoping to get caught so he would get prison time to escape his wife, was sentenced Tuesday to 6 months of home confinement.
Oh, yes.
After pleading guilty.
Love it.
Lawrence John Ripple took the guilty plea in January.
Oh, dear.
He told the judge Tuesday that he had heart surgery that left him depressed when he committed the bank robbery. His public defender told the court that Ripple had lived a law-abiding life and was in a stable relationship with his wife. He has four stepchildren with her. Ripple handed a note to the bank teller in Kansas City demanding cash and warned that he had a gun. Ripple took the money, about $3,000, and went to sit in the lobby where he told a guard that he was the guy he was looking for. Officers quickly arrived. An FBI agent wrote in the affidavit that Ripple had earlier been arguing with his wife, and he told investigators that he wrote the note in front of his wife telling her he'd rather be in jail than at home. And now he can't leave there for at least 6 months.
Well, jail should be unpleasant, right?
It should be.
And
you're right,
they arranged for that to be the case.
One last story. A San Diego mom was left so shocked after her toddler bought a $430 couch online using her cell phone. She said, I thought, did I buy a couch in my sleep? This is Isabella McNeil. She had been in the market for a new couch. She was recently browsing through options on the Amazon app on her cell phone. Yet her pursuing turned into a purchase when her 2-year-old daughter, Raina, unknowingly pressed the buy now with one click button on Amazon for the piece of furniture. It was only until a few days later when she got a notification that the couch had shipped that she realized something had gone wrong. She also remembered her daughter had been playing with her phone. She said, now I know it's really dangerous and I need to make sure that the Amazon app is closed before my daughter takes the phone. It's just so easy.
I always assume that'd be a risky proposition, handing your phone over to your kid with those apps on the phone.
Yeah. McNeil was unable to return the couch before it shipped, and returning it after the fact proved to be pricier than just trying to resell it on OfferUp, which she decided to do. Her listing describes the couch as brand new in the box with a price tag of $300. It cost $430, so she's out some of the cash, and she notes that she ordered it by mistake in the listing. So she's trying to get rid of that. And that is what I have for you in the bizarre file for now, my friend. So we are going to take a quick break and come back in just a moment. I want to thank our friends from Dunkin' Donuts for stopping in. Don't forget, this summer you can enjoy Dunkin's new Hershey's Cookies and Cream or Heath-flavored coffees, because everyone deserves a sweet escape from reality. Preston and Steve run on Dunkin'. Price participation may vary. Limited time offer. Trademarks are used under license. We'll take a break and be right back. Stay with us.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts, as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR. Now. Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Kaleo on 93.3 WMMR. It's no good. Band out of Iceland. 8:24, the Preston and Steve Show. We got a band from, they're from America. And they're called the Boxmasters. Billy Bob Thornton plays drums and sings for that band. And we've talked to him about his musical career before. And we'll have him back on in a little while. They're playing the Sellersville Theater on July 7th, so we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's take a look at traffic, and then we'll move along. Kathy, what do you have for us?
We've got down wires on Route 23 through Lower Marion between Youngsford Road and Spring Mill Road closed because of a down tree and down wires. An accident on the Schuylkill just cleared, but it is still jammed westbound past Yonge University. Also heavy, the Boulevard out to Belmont, Blue Road to 202 eastbound side. Slowing from 202 into Gulf Mills and then Montgomery to the Vine Expressway. 95 southbound slows Cotman to Girard. Also from 420 to 320, and then on the Blue Route northbound, you're heavy 95 to Route 1. In New Jersey, 42 freeway northbound jams College Drive to 295, 55 northbound heavy 47 to 42. This traffic report brought to you by Chasing the Moon on WHYY. Relive the excitement, innovation, politics, and courage of Space Race 50 years later. Chasing the Moon starts Monday night at 9 on WHYY TV 12. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Thank you, Kathy. It was a music-filled weekend for the members of the Preston and Steve Show. Casey went to 3 nights of Phish performances in Camden. Marissa went to the Warped Tour. And I had a stunning one-night engagement.
Yeah.
Debut of the band that I joined, Saint, and we played it. Oh, thank you. At the Whit Payne Tavern. So we all had our own personal little awesome music experiences. Marissa, longtime attendee of the Warp Tour, got to relive some of that. And then Casey has been to a gazillion Phish shows in his time, but was important this particular weekend because some buddies of yours were getting together for an annual event.
I was so happy for all of you. You know, Marissa had posted a picture of her as a 14-year-old going to the Warp Tour. Casey, it's no secret you're a Phish fan.
Yeah.
So to have this troika of shows that you went to, and especially sort of to recapture some time with your college buddies was cool. And Preston, 30 years?
First paid gig in 30 years that I played with a band.
Yeah. These are all really kind of super cool things.
Yeah.
And each one of you seemed to have exactly what you wanted to get out of it. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I felt like a kid again. It was so great.
Yeah, who were the bands?
I mean, of course, it was like Warped Tour style where there was 50 some odd bands.
Yeah.
But it was on the beach like it's never been before. And there was about 30,000 people on the beach. It was about a mile long.
Wow. Did you get caught in that storm? Because it poured down there.
Yeah. So day one during one of the sets, Kevin Lyman, who's the guy that created Warped Tour 25 years ago, came out and was like, guys, rain delay. Everybody's got to leave. Please just walk out all the exits. Everything that... like the entrances and everything that were not exits. He said, just everybody's got to go to the boardwalk. He, you know, go get some dinner, which was kind of nice.
Hey, 30,000 people, go find cover.
Kind of. That's crazy.
Go out to dinner.
But it was nice because you're right there on the boardwalk. It's right like in front of Bally's. So there's like tons
loads
of
casinos you can
to
get
go
into.
Yeah,
they love it when there's a rain tour. Attendees come in and flood. But now listen, no, they can make a few extra bucks. So
yeah, so it poured. And so for about an hour and a half or so, it was called off, but then everybody came back in, and it was nice because the sun went away. We weren't all sweating and burning. I did get sunburned yesterday on just the right side of my body because I never put on sunscreen.
Who were the headliners, if you will?
So 311 played on Friday night. I'm sorry, on Saturday night. A Day to Remember played on Sunday. It was like A Simple Plan. It was The Offspring. It was Blink 182 played Enema of the State. They came out. Yep, they were the closing band last night.
Wow.
So they came out and played that, which is really cool. And I didn't realize it until about four songs in when my friend turned to me. He's like, is this like the entire album? And yeah, and it was really cool. But then there were some just like old punk bands, like H2O was playing, and the Scatolites and Real Big Fish.
The Scatolites.
I remember Real Big Fish. Yeah, I don't remember those other two.
Yeah. And in super like awesome Warped Tour fashion, we like walk all the way to the end of the mile long beach. You could go into the ocean. They had lifeguards there, so you could hang out there.
Cool.
But there was like all the band merch tents, and some of the bands were in the tents signing. There was one band name that I loved that was Stacked Like Pancakes.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice.
And Anti-Flag was signing stuff, and they were just kind of walking around. And there was like a Warped Tour museum where there was a photographer who's been shooting the Warped Tour for 25 years, and she put together all these like cool rancid
photos. That tour's been around for 25 years.
That blows my mind.
Going away.
Jeez. That was the last one.
It was the last
one. Yeah, there
right?
was only three on this tour. There was one at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one this weekend in Atlantic City, and they're doing one in California, and that's the end of it.
With 30,000, though, you wonder if they're going to go,
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we don't quite pull the curtain on this just yet.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be a new iteration in some sort.
Yeah, you know what?
The Florp Tour.
No, they could do the Lollapalooza model and pick one spot and have it be a destination, you know, and with that many bands, you could pull something like that.
Because Lollapalooza used to be a touring festival.
Yep. And then it got to be a logistic nightmare.
Yeah, it was too much.
Yeah. But like I thought it was really cool that there were still new bands to discover. So I think there's one called like Pink Spiders or something like that. But they took the time to find these young bands to still put on like the small stages all over the place.
Okay. Nice.
It was just like everybody had their Vans shoes on the beach, and they were just like pouring out sand the whole time, and there was like, you know,
pouring sand out of the shoes.
Exactly.
I'm like pouring out sand
because you want to bring sand to the beach.
Yeah.
I brought my sand.
I brought my sand, guys.
And I brought water to swim in.
2 pounds of sand.
And I brought a casino with me.
But there was like a skate vert ramp, so there was like skateboarders and BMXers like playing while H2O was right there. And
that used to be the whole. That used to be the whole vibe of it.
Yeah.
When did the van store in the KLP close?
I don't know.
It didn't close. The van store?
It's still there.
Like, how come? Where is
it's
it
upstairs
now?
Upstairs, across from H&M.
Oh, well, then I don't. I just don't get up in that area.
And I think they team up with Journeys. Journeys is still around, right?
Yeah, I think
stores?
So.
Yeah, they're still Journeys. Is, yeah,
yeah.
It's two separate stores, though.
Yeah, because I actually noticed that the Vans the Warped Tour logo is the Vans Warped Tour sponsored by Journeys.
Okay,
so I think they all kind of
they're still doing well. Yeah. Casey, you had 3 days.
Yeah. And I mean, one would think that three Phish concerts is a little excessive, but for anybody that doesn't know, like, you can go to 13 Phish concerts in a row and not hear the same song. So, you know, when you went to
all three?
I went to all three. So Phish has a song called Tweezer. And so they called this one the Threezer because it was three shows in Camden. And it's a little bit excessive. And I was going back and forth from the shores, you know, so after the show on Friday night, I went to Wildwood. Watched my son play soccer, came back. So the big day was Saturday. I put together, sort of coordinated a college reunion of sorts.
A lot of people, it looked like.
It was a decent amount of people. But
I
like,
saw the picture on Instagram. It looked like you were having a blast.
It was a bunch. So, like, our sign, this is a small college. And so, you know, like, I was in a fraternity, but I hung out with other fraternities and other sororities. So there were, like, four different frat brothers there and a bunch of different, you know, sororities and stuff like that. But, you know, this sort of came together. You know, we all lost a friend of ours suddenly a couple of months ago. And while I was at the viewing, I said, you know what, man, I really would like to see if I can get all of these guys together because I don't want to just see all these people at sad times.
At funerals.
I want to have like a really, really good time.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So I was able to coordinate it. And, you know, there's a guy who came down from Massachusetts, a dude who came from New York City and, you know, like Jersey. And it was just awesome. And then Saturday night show was just amazing. Friday night, I parked next to Tom Marshall. For those of you who don't know, he's like the main lyricist for the band. I sat in front of him last night. I talked to Trey's dad on Friday and last night. Like, it was like, you know, and then Saturday, I was like dancing. I would think I was telling you last night, Preston, like, yeah, I got a bum foot and I'm overweight. So, like, when they started last on Saturday night, I said, you know, listen, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to sweat my ass off, and I'm going to dance for as long as my foot's going to allow me. And that ended up being all night. And I had so much fun. And like, everybody that, you know, I posted a picture on Instagram of, like, me and my friends. Like, it's funny. There's, like, there's a couple of doctors in there, a lawyer, like, teacher, you know.
An Indian chief.
But we were
16
all
people. It's a big crew.
No, that is awesome that you're able to pull that all together and do that, especially in light of what you had happen.
Yeah, and everybody was grateful that that it was put together. And the people that didn't make it were like, God damn, I should have went. You know, so if or when Phish comes back next year, we're going to do the same exact thing. But, you know, I had so much fun. And for, you know, people that don't get it, the band or, you know,
they don't get it, but you, if they don't, they don't, but you do. And you did and had a chance to immerse yourself. And it was, you recaptured a little bit of the past. And sometimes you go to these things and you build it so much up in your mind. Same with you, Preston, you know, you build things up in your mind after I'm going to go for it. And the real risk factor is obviously it's nowhere near what you hoped it would be, but it was exactly what you hoped it would be, and more.
There were moments, especially on Saturday night and first set last night, where I was like, I almost cried. I was so happy. Like, you
that's
know,
a
like,
good. That's a good
I,
thing.
I was like, oh my God! Like, I'm so like, I am full. I'm really full right
I'm
now.
I'm engorged.
I am totally, totally engorged right now. It's ridiculous. I'm a little embarrassed. I probably shouldn't have worn mesh shorts. But it was awesome.
When you're able to take in the moment as the moment is happening, that's the best. That's if you have a second to realize how great this is right now. For anything, then you've captured it. You've held on to it. You didn't let it get by you. You know,
so many times those things come. They sort of happen, and you're like, oh my God, I'm having one of those moments where you haven't planned it, so that you're ready for it. This you plan, and now so you Saturday night, Preston.
Well, wait, before we do that, does Trey's dad always go to see him play?
So I saw him on Friday night, and I said, I'm gonna go. I go, congratulations on creating a wonderful human being. And I said,
thanks for the music.
Thanks for the music.
Yeah.
But I said, I think it's really
neat. May I shake your penis?
Preston, I don't know if he's at every show, but like every East Coast show, he's there. And it's the equivalent, I think, of like me going to my son's baseball game. And like, I wonder what he must feel as a father, as a parent, to see 30,000 people just lapping it up and applauding and having so much like organic, like real fun because of what his son has created. Like it, that's got to be so wonderful, you know, as a father.
Well, how many people show up to the softball games, the baseball games for your son?
Yeah, about 30,000. Well, not 30,000. Somewhere like in the teens, okay. You know, like 17 people.
Right, but still, it's cool.
But like, you know, but as a father, like I totally understand, like, you know, that pride, like when my son gets a hit or he scores a run or, you know, makes a basket or whatever, like that's, you know, on such a larger scale.
Did you get any contact info or where did you
not want
to be?
We're going out to lunch today, as a matter of fact. We're going out to lunch today. It's going to be pretty great. No. And then Tom Marshall, who I was able to meet at the Man a couple of summers ago. You know, and I talked to him a little bit about, like, my favorite Fish lyric is, and it's kind of a weird one to be your favorite, but it was, when I heard it, I go, oh my God, I never thought about that. But it goes, each betrayal begins with trust. It's in that song, Farmhouse.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, that's so true. Like, you can't be betrayed unless you trust somebody first. So I asked him about that, and he told me, yes, I wrote that, and that, but he actually stole it from Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Son of a bitch.
So when I saw him on Friday night, I go, hey, I talked to you about this. And, you know, you told me about Nathaniel Hawthorne. And he goes, I was just at Nathaniel Hawthorne's house. And so we had like a really fun moment with him on Friday night where he wasn't like, hey, beat it, nerd.
Yeah.
You know, he actually like engaged me in conversation.
Yeah.
But I was a little bit bummed out that everything came together on Saturday night because I wanted to see Preston play on Saturday night. Like, I was so happy for you that you were going to be – because you love playing music.
I do.
And I wanted to – and, like, I wanted to, like, be a part of that joy.
You went on at nine – what? You did it three sets.
I just want to let you know the pituation was there.
In your
stand. Yeah. So you didn't need to go.
So it was like Casey was there. No, he's always – and immediately – I saw him, and that's what he said. He goes, hey! I was like, dude.
That's his calling card.
Totally.
It really
totally.
Is his calling card.
Hey! Yeah, dude, we ended up playing. We played three sets. We played at the Whippane Tavern, which was this great little bar that I'd never been into in Bluebell, which I don't know why I'd never been there, but it was a lot of fun. And we ended up playing. I didn't know that we had to play till 1. I thought we were playing till midnight, but we played till...
Oh, well.
We played till 1, and... I was wiped out, dude. I was so freaking tired by the time we were done with that. But it was a lot of fun. It's funny because our guitarist, Mark, said to me before, we were just getting set up and people started filing into the area where we're going to play. And he looks at me, he's like, wow, it's MILF night tonight. there were tons of people. It was packed.
It was MILFs?
Yeah, it was packed with a lot of MILFs up front. That was nice to see.
Yeah.
My wife being one of them, she wasn't up front, but she was there, definitely.
That's my man.
Yeah. Did that do anything for her, like seeing you up there, you know, just rocking out?
I didn't ask. I had no idea. I didn't know. Of course it didn't do anything
for her.
She was nipping big time.
I'm pretty sure.
I was like, oh, God, I'm so tired. When is this over?
Yeah, to be honest,
I just want to die.
I didn't even see her the whole time. Yeah. She was at, we have these six Swedish guys that are staying with us right now, so she was making sure that they were having a good time. And,
awesome.
And they had a table that was completely full. But it was packed. The bar was quite delighted by the amount of people that came in. And the door guy who works there, who's been working there forever, he's like, he was going on. He said, you guys are probably the top two or three bands I've ever seen play here.
Oh, there you go.
I thought that was a bit much, but I thought that was really cool of him to say that. I think we did well, but, you know, you can always do better.
Oh, stop.
We were having some technical problems, which made it frustrating, you know.
Think because, the audience picked up on it? Or was it just you guys being...
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. But it was enough that it was distracting and it was unfortunate because we really just wanted to have fun. We did have fun, but you want everything
perfect.
Technical so you don't have to worry about it. So you can just dive into playing and having a good time.
You don't have roadies though, right? Like,
no, we have a sound engineer who was running the whole thing. And we, you know, it's not a big enough operation.
The hunchback named Clump.
But he was having real problems and it was monitor issues. And for those of you who play music, you know that if you can't hear yourself or the other instruments or vocals, it's very, very hard to keep time with each other, to stay in key. And
in a loud room.
And do things like that. But the crowd loved it, man. I mean, they were singing along.
I had this case. I did three big stick tosses that I just nailed.
And you caught them all?
Caught all three of them.
I'm not surprised.
I was pretty happy
Your
about that.
Your hand-eye coordination is out of sight, man.
Hang on.
I'm gonna, really good.
I'm going to go to Daryl, who was actually there, who's on the phone line. Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
How you guys doing, man? That freaking rocked.
Thank
that
you.
That was awesome. I'm sorry I didn't get to stay for the whole thing. I had to go to work to make sure Jackie Bam Bam had his crackers stacked for him.
But, nice.
Yeah. Now, I did happen to catch most of that first set, and it just kicked butt, man.
Dude, thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that, bud.
Yeah, I really liked, you know, singing along to Sweet Caroline there, you know, while we
were there. Yeah. Hey, we didn't play Sweet Caroline. I just sang it because my daughter was there for the first couple
songs.
No,
wow.
And then they, you know, they had to get the youngins out. But thank you, Daryl. Appreciate it, brother.
All right, you rock. Preston and Steve, you guys rock. Everybody rocks.
Thank you, man.
So you have a big banner behind the band here. It says Saint on it. When was that whipped up?
That they've had it. I mean, the band's been together for years.
It should say, and Preston.
I'm the new guy.
Yeah.
Do you think the old drummer hates you?
Oh, I have no idea. Why?
He does. We got an email.
Yeah, I think he's really jealous right now.
Son of a bitch.
Well, all right, so how many
songs? I'm on the radio, so I can make the way. I'll make sure people come down and finish it. I'll just talk about it on the air.
Son of a rat prick.
He's a distraught drummer.
I dreamed of the Whitpain Tavern.
It's going to be my gig.
One day. I just casually say I'm going to be there on air because I'm a radio chair.
You joke about the Whitpain Tavern, but I was really glad that it was that kind of establishment because I really didn't want to do the big stage and lights. I'm just happy in the bar, people hanging out with the entertainment over there. That's
kind of looking, can focus, and
that level is fine with me, man.
Yeah.
You're not the background.
It's just fun.
Yeah. You're not the background, but also.
You're not the foreground.
You're not the foreground. I don't know.
Well, you're the in the ground.
No, when it's up on a risen stage a stage that's up high. And it's just like every bit of focus is on you. And that's kind of nice, but it's a cover band. We're not, you know what I mean?
Yep,
it's just for fun and everybody to dance and have a good time.
When's your next gig?
Next gig, I think, is August 2nd, and it's at that one Center Square place.
Oh, East, what?
Evansville?
What?
No, it's in Easton.
Is it Easton?
Two Center Square?
One Center Square.
One Center Square.
Wasn't the Center Square Paul Lynn usually?
Go to saint.com. I don't know if that's
when we get closer, I will get the official details and information.
I'll try to get out to that one.
Yeah.
It was really cool, and I had some telltale rookie signs of somebody who hasn't played in a long time. My calluses started coming back. And I've got a huge bruise on my left thigh.
From what?
And I showed it to
from
Chuck.
All the oral the MILFs were giving us.
Nice.
Their ears were bouncing off his thigh. Oh
no, I showed Chuck plays drums, and I go, dude, and I pulled up my pant leg, and I said, I got this. He goes, oh, yeah, I know what that is. So when you hit the snare drum with your left hand, the butt of the stick sometimes will hit you in the thigh.
Oh, geez.
And so I was just, I was just pounding it all night long. I'm rocking out! I own you!
You played 3 hours of music? How many songs?
We did three sets. We did, I don't know how many songs were in the first set. It might have been like 14 or something like that in the first two sets. Yeah. And then
that's a lot of music.
Then the second one, it was starting to get late. And me and George, the singer's looking at me, he's like, I'm freaking exhausted. I'm like, I am too. We're like, let's just play like six or seven songs. I'm like, cool with me, man.
That's perfect. So we do have audio. I don't know what it's doing.
I am hesitant to play something I haven't heard yet.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to hit it?
Marissa sent it over.
Is it from somebody's phone?
Just play live at the Budokan.
Yeah, I'll play 15 seconds.
I don't know what this
is. You to want me.
We play that song.
Did you?
Yes. Right, here, I'll play a little bit.
Oh, nice.
Now, he's probably handing the mic over to somebody because people were all singing all night long.
So, that's pretty cool.
Hear the crowd?
Yeah.
People were having fun.
Somebody texted and said they couldn't get in. It was so packed.
No kidding,
like
really?
Yeah, so that's a good thing. There was a little line out the door when I pulled up with my equipment. I'm like, oh, awesome.
Did you have any moments where you thought, oh, my God, I'm having so much fun?
The technical things were a bit to distract. But, there were moments where I'm like, yeah, this is really good. This is fun.
I you know, just, you know, with what was going on this weekend, and like my son had a soccer tournament that he was playing in Wildwood. And so
it
I
meant
really,
nothing.
No, it did. Oh, okay. It did. I got to see his first and third game. I missed the second game, but like, I got to thank my wife because she let me do this. And not only that, but was like genuinely happy for me. Like I texted her a picture last night of me sitting in front of this guy who writes all the songs for Fish. And she like loved an image, and she was like, "I'm really genuinely happy for you." And like,
that's how you know you have, that's the real love. There.
You don't always get that support,
no.
You know. Like, I went to concert three nights in a row. Now it's not like I go out all the time either, but like that, you know, that was pretty great. And you know, so I got to thank my wife and also security at the BB&T. They're so good.
Yeah.
They really are, because people are dancing in the aisle. So they go down, they try and like, you know, keep a little bit of, you know, semblance to the aisle or whatever. But at the same time, they know people are just having fun, you know, so they allow everybody to have
fish fans
fun.
Just want to have fun.
Well, fish fans
just
sometimes.
Like girls.
And girls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They just sometimes they don't really care about your personal space, you mm-hmm. know.
Oh, my God, yeah. The one show, the mm-hmm. one fish show I went to, same thing. I'm like, dude.
You're like, dude, this must
get out
see,
of my
man.
My mook.
Stop twirling.
Yeah. No, it's not twirling. It's just, I mean, it's dancing, but it's like all over the
place.
Oh,
like undulating, like a seizure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like a syncopated seizure.
Yeah. And the more room you have, like the more like.
The arms are flailing about.
It's
when
like
they, when they dance.
If you increase the size of the tank you keep the alligator in, it will grow to the size of that tank, right?
Yeah,
so the more room you give a fish fan to dance, they'll use it.
I got to tell you, like last night was great, but normally whenever I go to a show, like a concert, like the tallest person in the world usually sits right in front of me. And
right.
It's like the worst. And then last night, nobody that tall sat in front of me. I was like, this is great. And then some J.O. walked in two rows in front of me and stood right in my Trey Anastasio sight line. He did not belong there. He totally just, I was like, oh man, this guy in his, I took a picture of it. I'm like, this guy's big dumb head is blocking me from seeing Trey.
Yeah.
And then so I just kind of had to like move
over. Punch him.
I didn't know. That's not,
it's the, not the, that's the vibe
not
of
the
a fish show.
Way, Steve.
Yeah. No.
I wanted to though.
Marissa.
Casey, welcome to my life.
Yeah.
I have never seen, I haven't seen a concert in 10 years.
You go to the mall, you just don't see them.
These are short people problems. Yeah. Press, you wouldn't understand because you're so tall and handsome.
I was talking to a girl next to me, and we were just like chit-chatting because we like made friends because we couldn't see anything. And then
I'm tiny too.
Kind of. And then I took a photo and I showed it to my friends of like my site, which is just like everyone's heads. And then I put my arms up to like see what it looked like compared to if there were clouds. Yeah. You could see the ocean and sand and all these people. But whatever, I see lights and sing along.
I see lights.
But when you fly on a plane, you're nice and comfy.
Yes, yeah,
so
exactly.
There you go. Yeah. We all have our, we all got our little issues.
You can sleep anywhere.
I can't sleep in the overhead like you can.
That's right. But music-filled weekend, which is cool. And hopefully you got out and saw some live music or did something fun and entertaining. Marissa, hold on.
Oh, a ton of people came up to me, and I had to say hi to, like, all of the awesome people. Like, there was just such a great, happy atmosphere this weekend in AC. So hi to all you guys.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Well, listen, we have more music to talk about, but we're going to take a break and do that because when we come back, talk to you guys. Got a show coming up at the Sellersville Theater on the 7th, and his band is called... the Boxmasters, and it's Billy Bob Thornton. So
yeah.
We'll talk with him. Obviously, we'll chat a little bit of movie stuff, too. So we'll take a break and come back in a moment. Make sure you stay put.
Here we go.
Here comes the MM Army.
What's going on?
Join Preston Elliott and Casey Boy Tuesday at noon at the National Constitution Center as Wawa celebrates their 27th annual Hoagie Day with a 9-ton hoagie salute. Honoring everyday heroes.
93.3 WMMR. Everything and everywhere that rocks.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. Van Halen, Jamie's crying. 9 o'clock on the nose. This Monday morning with the President and Steve Show. Let's see if we're facing any problems traffic-wise this morning. Kathy's got it all. What's up, Kath?
In Lower Marion, 23 remains closed between Youngs Ford Road and Spring Mill Road. That's a down tree and down wires. Schuylkill Expressway westbound. Jams Vera Avenue to South Street. The Boulevard out to Belmont. And then eastbound side, the Blue Road into Conshohocken and Gladwin to Belmont. 95 southbound. Slowing from Academy to Cotman and then Neiman's Road to Harvey Road. The right lane closed with construction there. Blue Route northbound, heavy 95 to Route 1 southbound from Norristown to the Schuylkill Expressway. And then on 422, expect delays eastbound from 29 to 23. 30 bypass eastbound, heavy 340 to 113 in New Jersey. 55 northbound, jams north of Deptford to the 42 freeway. And then 42 north, heavy Black Oak Clementon Road to 295. This traffic report brought to you by Adventure Aquarium. Experience hippos like never before during the hippo-sized summer at Adventure Aquarium, June 21st to July 21st. Learn more at adventureaquarium.com. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Thank you very much, Kathy. By the way, I need to mention that we do have a new Daily Rush video up, and it was when actor David Harbour stopped by last week.
Oh, it was a blast.
Spent some time with us from Stranger Things. He was talking about that. You can watch that now. It's available at PrestonandSteve.com and sponsored by Punchline Philly Comedy Club Restaurant and Bar. All right, so we have two gentlemen on the phone. The band is playing at the Sellersville Theater, a wonderful venue, on July 7th. There are tickets available for the show, theater.st94.com. So, yeah, Boxmasters will be there, and two guys from the band are on the line. Please welcome J.D. Andrew and Mr. Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah!
To the program. Morning, gentlemen.
How's it going?
It is going very well. How is the tour treating you guys?
Well, we haven't exactly started yet. We just got to Jersey yesterday, and our first show is in New York on Tuesday.
Okay, just the beginning, and you're starting in New York, and Billy, JD, you guys have been playing for ages in one form or another. Does that first night still the butterfly effect? I mean, by that, I don't mean a series of events that everything goes crazy. I mean butterflies in your stomach. Do you still feel that, Billy, on that first night?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not only the first night. It kind of depends on where you are and how things are going at the time. But I think you never get over the nerves performing in any fashion. I think that when there's excitement, you always you're always going to get a little bit nervous, but yeah, the first one has a special kind of nervous feeling, I guess, especially since we're playing in New York first, and New York's it's a tough one to crack, and they've always kind of liked us in New York, but you never know. It was kind of like being on David Letterman. If Letterman liked you, you're in business.
All right.
Billy, I have to say, in fact, I would probably position this as an apology because years ago when, Billy Bob Thornton is doing music, and I was like, oh, man, this is an actor doing music. And, I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of blowback you can get from this sort of stuff. Doing research, I mean, You go all the way back as a musician, and all that other stuff sort of came later. And the influences and all the stuff that you've drawn upon are the real deal. So, A, an apology for that. And B, I'm fascinated by, first off, you describe your sound and JD as well as psychobilly. And I want you to explain what psychobilly is to someone who maybe doesn't understand the reference.
Early on, we had a really hillbilly and rockabilly kind of thing we were doing that was kind of an experimental mix mash of genres of the British Invasion, hillbilly music. And, that was kind of stuff we did in the early days. As we've gone along over the last almost 13 years and 8 records, we have settled into this more kind of natural how we play kind of sound, which is more of a 60s influenced rock and roll, not kind of unlike, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers or something, because it's bands that grew up listening to the Beatles, the Byrds, the Beach Boys, all the classic, bands from the 60s. The stuff that you listen to when you're growing up is the stuff that informs kind of what you play, and we've never shied away from just sticking to what influenced us.
Okay. Yeah, I love that stuff. Yeah, all those influences are great. Now, JD, you are a recording engineer, producer, songwriter.
You meet Billy Bob. He is coming in to record some stuff. And do you guys just jam a little bit? Is that how the friendship starts? Or at what point did you say this could work?
No, I mean, honestly, it started because he was finishing up his fourth solo record called Beautiful Door. And I was just hired to come in for a couple of weeks and record some overdubs because his regular engineer was busy. And during that time, we started, you know, getting along pretty well. We have a big love for baseball and most sports and stuff. So that was a good start. And then we found out we, you know, are big fans of kind of the same kinds of music. And one day Billy just asked me to play a song because he'd been asked to record something for someone. He said, hey, you're the only one here. I've seen you play guitar a little bit. Would you want to play this song with me? And so we did it, and it had a thing that really kind of inspired us. So we started trying some other things, and one thing led to the next, and here we go. We have a band, recording records, and have never stopped.
Yeah, so it's like 12 years, 9 albums, I think, and going strong. And I was reading an interview with both of you guys, and you were talking about, you know, like Preston and I have this conversation. We have people like Sting and, you know, these musicians that release music that doesn't get airplay, but yet the fan base gets what they want. The artist seems to enjoy what they're doing, and you guys have sort of decided that's the level that you want to be at. You're in it because of the initial love of the music. Would that be correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the thing about it is when you know going into it that you're not going to sell, you know, 5 or 6 million records, it kind of gives you a freedom to really do it the way you want to do it. When we get out there on the road, you know, we tour every year, sometimes twice a year, and make a lot of records. And so you start to build a fan base.
Yeah.
And that's really what you want. I mean, if we were in that world of, say, you know, competing with, you know, Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran, you know, then we might be disappointed if we didn't sell 5 billion records, but we're not. So as long as we are playing the music that we love and that our band is what we want it to be, and we do have a fan base, and, you know, we sell enough records to keep going, really, that's the main thing. And so we're not tied to trying to make hits, you know?
Right?
So that there is a certain freedom in that.
How tough is it? Because if you guys are in that sphere of the music industry and that level of success, you have to supplement that with other careers. And obviously, you know, Billy, you act, you have the acting side. JD, you work on the recording side as well. I'm not sure what the rest of the band members do. How complicated is it for everybody together to take, you know, okay, we're going to take these next 6 months and do this, and then you go back to your real life? Or maybe it's the other way around, you know? Do you guys have to sit down and have lengthy meetings and schedule checking and can't?
No, the good thing is we're all freelancers, we all have, you know, pretty flexible schedules. And, you know, we just give ourselves enough time in advance because the agents always want a really, you know, long amount of time to book a tour anyway.
Right.
So you always have at least 6 months or so that you're planning something. So that's usually plenty of time. But every once in a while, like this tour, we have a different bass player. We have a different guitar player than the last time.
Okay.
But they're all people that have played with us before or been with us on tour. So Brad Davis is our guitar player, and he's played with Billy for over 20 years.
Okay.
And so this time he came back. He was available, so he came back in to play. And then our guitar tech stepped in to play bass when our regular bass player wasn't able to. So, you know, we've got our core group. Family of people, and we just call on them, see who's available, and we
find ways to make it work. Yeah, and Billy, you know, obviously your love is the music. I've read that on several occasions, interviews with you, but you have, you know, the acting career as well. Has there ever been a time where you've passed on something on that side to make sure that you fit in the time for the music, and maybe it was something big that you even passed on?
I mean, I have passed on things and some things that were big, but it was usually because it was horrible.
I
don't usually pass on anything that I really want to do because, like JD said, we have so much lead time usually that I'm able to, you know, inch things in that in a way where we can do everything. But it's surprisingly easy. I mean, we actually thought about that, you know, at certain points. You know, it's like, you know, well, what if something comes up? But the thing is once we have a tour booked or we're going into the studio to do a record, theatrical agents know to, you know, that I'm busy during that time, and they just block it out. So we haven't run into that problem so far.
Good.
It's been pretty easy.
They do, however, keep asking when this tour is going to be over.
Oh, yeah. Your wives do, too.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what's an obvious here is because, I think in a way, Billy, is that the same sort of stuff that goes into being a good songwriter and a good storyteller that way has got to work in concert with your ability to write a script for a movie. And that's why I think I've always thought that maybe somebody like Warren Zevon, who I know you had a very close relationship with, would have been perhaps a great, you know, a storyteller that way. Do you believe that they're both very compatible skill sets, a songwriter, musician, and a script writer and movie director? Do you think they work well in concert?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think so. And, they're different in the sense that when you're writing a screenplay, you know, obviously you have, you know, 100, 120 pages to develop a story. And in a song, you got 3 or 4 minutes. So, unless you're writing Whippin' Post or In a Gutta Da Vida. I think they do complement each other, and it does help. One helps the other. There's no question, especially when you're writing story songs. If you're writing, you know, Baby, Baby, Meet Me at the Malt Shop, maybe screenwriting doesn't help you.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I would love to see a movie version of I'll Give You a Ring When You Give Me Back My Balls, which is one of your songs. I think that would make a hell of a movie.
Actually, I've kind of seen a movie version of it.
Oh, really?
Not on the screen, but right before my eyes.
Unfolding in real life.
That is one of the best titles, and the lyrics are just stellar.
That's brilliant. Wow. Well, you know what? By the time you guys get to the Sellersville Theater on the 7th, you'll be 4 shows in. So I think you ought to be, you know, any bugs that you've need to work out have probably been done by then. So we should have a nice, well-gelled group. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime it's like the people who see you later in the tour always get the best show.
Yeah.
And especially, this first show in New York is probably going to be almost like a dress rehearsal with only the costumers there.
Yeah, yeah.
we don't usually exactly sell out in New York, so you know we could. But we could have upwards of a dozen people.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you this. Honestly, doing investigation on the, doing some research and stuff like that and listening to a little bit more of the music we have over the years when we've had you on the show, I really like the sound. And I see there's a lot of that, what was called the British invasion mixed with a couple of different things and all different genres that I know, and Preston does as well. We yep. happen to really like, yeah. So it's a good amalgam.
Well, thank you. We love it. It's like JD said, you know, we are just guys who were influenced by the Beatles and the Byrds and Big Star and the Box Tops and the Beach Boys, and so all those things sneak into your sound even when you're writing something that we have our own sound. It's a very distinct sound, but. But all those things go together to make that sound. And I was half joking about New York. It's just that, you know, it's tough there. Like L.A. and New York, places like that, you know, they can be a little more jaded simply because sure. they're just inundated. inundated with so many shows.
Yeah.
That's the reason sometimes it's tough. I mean, obviously in L.A., that's where we're from. So we sell out in L.A. all the time, but, that's where the hometown band. So, playing in New York is a daunting thing, but, Sellersville down there, we've played several times, and I got to tell you, that's one of the most unique places to play because, we always do very well there, and the people are really nice out there, and it's a great theater, and the people who run it are great. And so they've gotten to kind of know us, over the years because we played there several times. And what's really cool about that town is, you're not far from Philly. You're just outside of Philly, and yet you drive through the woods, and all of a sudden out of nowhere up pops this little village.
He's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
No, it is a great venue, and I have no doubt that you guys, kick ass there. It's going to be a great show.
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah,
excellent. Well, listen, guys, enjoy, and hopefully things go as well as you expect, and we'll make sure we send people to the Sellersville Theater. That show is coming up on July 7th. If you ever, guys, have extra time, I know we're going to be out of town while you're here, unfortunately, on vacation, but you stop by and play in our studio for our audience. That'd be a lot of fun next time you're coming through town.
We'd love to, and we really appreciate you guys always being kind to us. You're absolutely really, really cool.
Our pleasure. Thank you, J.D., Andrew, and Billy Bob Thornton, the Boxmasters. Take care, guys. That's a little clip of them. The bravest ones are the ones with all the scars. You can definitely hear the birds in that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I wanna go. Well, that was cool, man. So you can have my ring back when you give me my balls.
You can have a ring when you give me my balls back.
Oh, my God.
That's
absolutely phenomenal. I've got to hear it. I haven't heard it. But
He is funny.
He is a funny dude. Yeah. I remember when he was in the studio years ago, Preston, I asked him, is it possible to, every guy, the question was phrased, to be with the Hollywood's most attractive women and still enjoy life. And he goes, oddly enough, it is.
Yes, you're right.
you are right.
I remember when he was here, when he came in, I was very intimidated by him because he's a quiet guy.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to talk, he won't talk. And if he can be very short with his answers if he wants to be. And he's very, very famous and amazingly talented. But he was the nicest guy.
He was. And I was really honest. I mean, we go through this all the time where you'll have, guess who has an album out or guess who's trying music.
Yeah.
And so it was like a sort of a revelation to realize, Preston, the same story with you. The classic, I'm going to go pursue rock. I'm going to go do that. And he went out, and then that was the first thing. And then the writing and the directing and the acting came years later. So that's always been a thing in his life. And it must, to some level, piss people off when they're like, you're wholly unaware of this, and you think I'm just a pretender when I've actually been doing this.
Yeah.
And everyone automatically defaults to, well, of course, it's a crock of crap.
But right.
In this case, it's true. He's been doing it forever.
There's got to be other actors that are just like that. They were, how about
John Wayne?
No, I think it's Jared Leto.
Yes, one you folks are going to like. We have any Birds fans out there? This one's called Mr. Tambourine Man.
Oh, my God. To everything, turn, turn, turn,
turn. Well, there's a season. Turn, turn, turn.
Could you imagine the Duke fumbling around on stage, this huge man?
This is for goddamn ridiculous.
Oh my God.
With his Preston with bangs, with the with the
Steve
the
is
mop
like,
top
it's
haircut.
Like when Lurch tried to be a music star.
That'd be hilarious.
Those little rectangular glasses. Oh my God.
I'm feeling particularly groovy tonight.
No, but Jared Leto ended up being legit.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, everybody kind of was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But some people have got both the talents, which is pretty cool, or multiple outside of that. Hey, I know we have a few minutes left to talk about some things. I had a couple of stories that I wanted to get to, or else they're going to become irrelevant. But one of this came out Friday, a little after we were on the show, but the Taco Bell Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Not surprisingly, all of the available rooms were sold in 2 minutes.
I believe it.
Taking
you just knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Just for the kitschy factor alone, people are going to tie into that.
Yeah. So it's not. How long is it going to be around for?
I think it's like a month.
Yeah, it's only a few weeks. It's
shorter, Steve? Like a week.
Oh my God, August 8th to August 12th.
No. 4 days?
Oh, shut up.
It's just a really nice hotel that Taco
Bell
decorated.
No,
throw some floats in the pool.
You right. Sort of to me that. Undermines the whole thing. I think, you know, you have to commit to it a little bit more than 4 days.
70 rooms available, and there was no minimum stay, I think, no minimum required stay. So you could just do 1 day if you wanted to for the kitschy value of it.
I'd like to see a Taco Bell assisted living facility.
Right out right. The twilight of your life with a burrito supreme. But you know what? Maybe this is, listen, they knew it was going to take off like this, but you do this once like this, and then in another year, you do it again only for a month next time,
sure.
You know, and then pick it up like that.
What you do is create sort of a chameleon facility that can, adopt all of these things, and it becomes the way a concert venue brings in new acts. The hotel brings in new themes, yep. You know?
By the way, speaking of fast food places, I didn't read this. I caught the story on the news in passing, so I don't have the details for you on it. But I think Chick-fil-A is like the number one restaurant in America.
Have you seen the stories lately of the various Chick-fil-A employees doing, like... The one, do you have, you have in the bizarre file of the guy who dove through the window, the Chick-fil-A employee, and revived a kid who was choking in the car?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah. I mean, it's
amazing.
It's wild stuff.
I had, I was talking to our assistant program director, Chuck D'Amico, like, we're always plotting, you know, how we're going to,
I know.
Where we're going to make our retirement money.
Okay.
And then, like, I called him as if I was this brilliant person that had this idea. Dude, we should buy a Chick-fil-A franchise. Those things are always packed, man. They are. Because they are.
Right.
But the thing is...
You have to run it.
You have to run. But yes. You also...
That's the one
you
rub.
Actually have
the
to
one
work.
Fly in the ointment is you have to run it.
No, yeah. You really do have to be there all the time. But, like, I'm also, like, 70,000th in line... You know,
to get it ain't easy.
And
to
you
get
don't
a
get
franchise.
To, you don't get to pick where the friend. Because I had this. I'm like, dude, I know the perfect place for it. It's going to go. Put it right here. He goes, no, it doesn't work like that. You don't get to pick where it goes. You know, if you're lucky enough to be a franchisee, whatever.
Can I suggest something?
They're going to tell you where
how
it
about
goes.
Chirp Filet.
Chirp Filet.
Your bird of choice.
Well, I could call it what my mom calls it, Chick-a-Fil. All right, she full on knows that's Chick-fil-A.
It's like McDowell's.
She called it Chick-a-Fil one time, and she's just sticking to her guns. So,
okay.
So I could call it Chick-a-Fil.
You could do that.
Go ahead.
But the thing you do find out about the franchisees is it becomes your life.
Yeah.
Now, once you start to chain, if you ended up being successful, and then you buy several of them, and then you can turn that over to managers.
You're
who
only allowed to own one.
You. Really?
Yes, it's very restrictive.
I was not aware of that.
So there was years ago, I knew a guy who had two Domino's. All right, so two Domino's franchises, two locations. And this guy started, he was like, you know, loving life and the whole thing, love pizza, love the whole thing. Was getting, you know, a profit coming in. By the time the stores were a few years into it and he was running these things, because you have to be so hands-on, he had gone insane.
No, I mean,
you live it.
He aged like 25 years.
Wow.
And I remember he used to walk around with a sidearm. He had like a...
I believe it.
Sure, buy a lot of cash.
Well, yes. Yeah. He's moving cash back and forth to the bank of the deposits. And all. This is before, you know, you could just wire it on
electronically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... that work is hard. It's a lot of work. And if you want it to be successful, you have to manage it yourself and make sure it's done right. If you ever saw what was the Ray Kroc movie?
The Founder.
The Founder. And in that, and Ray Kroc, listen, he did a lot of things that were shady, no question. But what he did, at least the way they depicted in the movie, is he had initially went to his country club friends and was like, hey, like, why don't we invest, why don't you, you know, buy these restaurants? And these guys were already rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it didn't really matter as much to them. And he realized his mistake because the restaurants weren't being run at the quality that they should be.
Right.
So he changed his approach and he went to, like, people who sold things for a living and were just squeaking by. And he convinced them to invest their own money in this. And he knew that if they put their stock in this and it's all they had, that they would bust their ass to make sure it was
they would invest the time.
And that's what they did. And it started to take off.
But it literally becomes like an around-the-clock sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I don't have the passion. For this, I do, but not for that.
Right. Yeah,
the thing about the Chick-fil-A becoming number one really shocks me just because they're only open 6 days out of the week. Like, to be able to surpass restaurants that are open 7 days a week, you're giving up
waffle fries.
14%
it's quality,
of time.
Dude. And
totally.
Just the bottom line is the chicken tastes great.
Yeah. So did they pass Subway? Because Subway was number one. But
I forgot. I only, it's like I said, can you look it up and see if you can find it? Because I know third place was Panera.
Oh, no kidding.
And that's all that I know. And that McDonald's didn't do too well, unfortunately, for them. But Rochelle and I went by, we went to Trenton over the weekend to go to the train station to pick up some visitors we have in town. And we got there, their train was delayed. So we went by a Panera to go get a bite to eat. And they have added like a ton of new stuff to the menu. Huh. And this particular Panera, they've changed it. And we asked the manager about it because she said each location is a little bit different depending on their flow of customers. So at the each table had a number on it, and you could actually order from your table. If you got in there and you didn't want to wait in line, there's an app, and you just set it up, and this is the table I'm sitting at, and they'll bring it out to you.
Well, I didn't know that.
You could just order and pay for it through your phone at the table that you want to sit at. And I was like, that's kind of cool. They added a whole bunch of stuff.
It's ranked highest, by the way. It's not number of stores or profit or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's,
that's what I meant. Yeah, it's just ranked highest in sales?
No. In customer satisfaction.
Customer satisfaction. Yeah, so I apologize. Okay.
I misheard. So it was Chick-fil-A was 86 out of 100, 1 point lower than last year, but Panera was number two, then Papa John's, Arby's.
So that's quality of service and quality of product, essentially what you're getting at.
All right, so if you think about, like, all right, so most Chick-fil-A's that I go to have, like, that dual drive-through.
Love it.
You're not waiting in a drive-through for a long time, even when you go into the restaurant. You know, and I've been to some other places, and you know I like my fast food, but, like, you know, I went to a fast food place not that long ago. From the time I walked through the door to the time I got my meal, it was a half hour. And I was like, this isn't fast. This is ridiculous. And if the owner knew this, I think he would have a major, major issue. And that's why, like, you know, Chick-fil-A, maybe the owner's there. And that's why, you know, things like that don't happen because, like, you know, I need to make sure that my customers are happy.
Talking like an owner.
Well, the next time I walked into said restaurant that took me a half hour, I walked over to the screens. I looked up to see how long the longest wait time was because once you've made your order, the order goes up onto a little computer screen. I was like, 20 minutes? I turned to Chuck. I go, we're out of here. And I'm like, I'm not waiting here anymore. And then we left.
By the way, here's the list. It's the 2019 American Consumer Satisfaction Index scores.
This is what I always look at.
And so then you have Chick-fil-A, then Panera. So I was off on that. And then Papa John's, Arby's, Chipotle is still up there. Pizza Hut, Subway, Domino's, Starbucks. These are in order. KFC, Dunkin', then Wendy's, Little Caesars, Burger King, Sonic, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, and at the bottom of this particular list, it says McDonald's.
I'm surprised
I can't believe
that
Papa John's is third. I don't often see those restaurants anymore.
Yeah, I don't either, Kathy. Yeah. Not in my particular area, but they might have spots where they're much more prevalent than around
they
here.
They must be.
So.
But I'm surprised at McDonald's because I think the consistency of their food is spot on.
Yeah.
And I usually hit the McDonald's drive-thru, and I go through in and out in like that.
By the way, they're having stellar success with their individually made burgers.
They're fresh burgers.
Their fresh burgers are a huge hit for them.
They've had a turnaround since going from the frozen to fresh beef.
Who is that? McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing better.
Remember we were talking about, we did a whole segment on first world problems.
Yeah.
And then one guy called in, he goes, my first world problem is like, sometimes when I get Chick-fil-A, the breast is too meaty.
Oh, yeah, the chicken breast is too thick. Yeah.
Dude, you're getting more.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't like the way.
He knew.
He didn't like the texture of it.
It sounded bad.
Yeah, it was funny.
I'm getting too much for my dollar.
Yeah. I think I was watching Family Guy last night or something on Fox. Have you guys seen the commercial for the new Cheetos sandwich that they're serving at KFC?
No. I've read about it. Okay. KFC does these little kitschy.
It's a gimmicky thing.
Gimmick things, yeah.
All right. The commercial is insane. And I looked at my girlfriend as we were watching it last night and was like, wait, is this real? Like it seemed like a commercial that it's got the cartoon cheetah that comes skating at you, and he's delivering these sandwiches. It almost looks like a fake commercial, but I'm fairly certain that this thing's legit.
Does the one where the Colonel dances with Aunt Jemima freak you out a little bit?
Oh, Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, yes. I'm like, okay.
It's a little weird.
And I love how weird those commercials are, but I was like, that's really strange.
It caught my attention, so if the goal is to get me to note it, I did.
Yeah. The Taco Bell one with the rising singer, like the pop idol. It's really well done.
Dude, I haven't seen that.
In fact, it got me for like the first 5 seconds, and then I saw the nacho fries. I'm like, oh, man. I can't believe I fell for that.
You think it's a rags to riches singing thing, and he's going into his managers, and, you know, this is a limited time offer, and he goes, limited time offer, and he slams everything off the table and goes, it's what built my career. And it's this whole overly hyperbolic thing, but it's hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, good. You know, a good ad like that can go a long way. Yeah,
it most definitely can. I'll look for that. But I thought that was sales. It was a list, but apparently it's customer satisfaction. Oh. So,
yeah.
What
do you get the spicy chicken at the Chick-fil-A, or do you just get the regular chicken?
I have gotten the spicy before.
I think I'm just a spicy chicken guy. Like there.
Oh dear God. I'm just a spicy chicken guy.
Are you coming out right now?
I'm coming out.
I mean, Pride Month ended.
Mom.
Yesterday.
Can we talk?
Did it end yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, June.
June.
All right, anyway, okay. I was just joking.
I'm a spicy chicken guy.
Oh, no. But I just wanted to let this be known that Wendy's has...
Well, I'll always love you.
...has the spicy chicken nuggets are back. So
that was I did see that announcement they made. So you wanted to get the word out?
I just want to get the word out. I want to let people know it's usually like six for a buck.
Yeah.
I heard.
This morning on the President of the Sea show, Casey Boy reveals something concerning fast food and an extended offer. We go down to Jim Iglesiewski outside of the Pentagon. Jim, did Casey in fact confirm there was an extended offer?
That's correct, Tom.
Thank you, Jim.
That's all you had to say. Yes, it's correct. It's confirmed. I would love if more easily accessible food options were available in my area. I mean,
you know what I do, Preston?
But then again, I don't, because you don't want them all around you. You know what I mean?
I swore I'd never be the, you know, Grubhub and all that sort of kind of, and I use Caviar all the time, the delivery service, because you get food that you really want from a little further. You want something that's a little higher quality, but it happens to be, you don't want to take the drive to the place.
Yeah.
And so I use it. And, you know, but I use it
all. All due respect to these fast food places, but it's not good for you. I mean,
well, it's
like,
not great.
It's not healthy. Yeah. It's not healthy.
You can get the job done.
You can find healthy options at all of these restaurants for sure. But overall, if you're going to try to live a healthy lifestyle, it's not the best option.
The reason we don't go to sit down restaurants more often is because it's five people, you know, and we got to take a whole crew, and sometimes it's a pain in the ass.
You got to get the Partridge Family bus.
Chad Johnson, who used to be a receiver in the NFL and a really good one, he ate McDonald's every single day.
His metabolism, maybe.
Tear right through it. Yeah. How much do those services cost?
So, I'll order from places that I used to order from in Manayunk, like a Couch Tomato and Winnie's and some other places. And it's just a couple of bucks more.
I think Caviar is $6.
Yeah, it's really not that bad.
Like,
and then you throw
tip
on a
the driver, right?
And throw on a tip. Yeah, but you can do the tip on the card. So it ends. Listen,
so it doesn't count.
It's probably like if you eat it in the car, you didn't really eat it.
Well, let me ask you: does the restaurant eat any of that cost? Because
it seems to vary from restaurant to restaurant what their deal is. But all I know is that I don't see it as being outlandish.
Yeah,
many times I've asked the question: how exactly is the restaurant benefiting from this? Other than
they're getting business that they wouldn't normally get.
Right? Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I don't think they're getting an additional.
I meant how does Caviar benefit?
Okay.
All right, hang on a second here. Oh, Nick, it just had the information right there.
Sorry, I was trying to go to the article. I'll go back to that.
Yeah, it says here, in general, the fee ranges from $2 to $9, according to users. In addition to the delivery fee, though, Caviar also includes a service fee of 18% on all orders. And you also have the option to add a tip before your order arrives. So there's also an 18% on there,
too. So what I'll do is I'll order, like, a couple days' worth of food. You know?
Marissa?
Oh, and sometimes you can log on to those apps and see, they'll show you which ones have free delivery charges at the moment.
That's true.
So they'll run specials. And as a restaurant, you subscribe to them. So, like, the restaurants are paying those services, so that's how they get paid.
Oh.
And then they don't have to employ a delivery
driver. Delivery person. Okay, that makes sense.
Kind of, yeah. But they have to, like, there's, like, weird things. We have to, like, mold your menu. I'm getting too deep into it, but it's okay. A good thing.
Thanks. Would they bring you fast food if you want a McDonald's?
Oh yeah. Well, there's actually one. There's a one that specifies in fast food. And do you know the name of it? What's the name of it, Marissa? It's a
Uber Eats. Yeah, I think
Uber Eats says it, but there's another one that's specifically like if you wanted Primo's or you know they'll go and grab that stuff for you quickly.
All of our interns are shouting out Grubhub.
Grubhub, yes.
Yeah,
all
right. Various ones.
Yeah, this article, Steve, and maybe it's outdated, but this article about Caviar says you won't find Chipotle or McDonald's on their menu.
No, you won't.
Oh, I thought you just said you could.
No, he said Primo's. He didn't name check McDonald's in particular. So
okay.
Interesting. All right. Well, if you're a fan of Chick-fil-A, then you would concur with that story that came out that customer satisfaction wise, it's at the top. But listen,
we've learned that Casey may very well be a franchisee at some point
and serve only spicy chicken.
Not going to happen. You also it probably got to be a really good person. And I'm not a really good person.
You have to be a really good person.
What do you mean by a really good person?
Like, you know, like God-fearing, you know.
Something tells me that's probably not the case.
You're one of the best people I know.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
What do you mean, church? Oh, you mean for Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I thought you just meant to be a franchise.
I was like, what is he talking about?
You're not a good enough person for Domino's.
Chick-fil-A is very religious.
Yeah. That's why they're closed on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You would absolutely get a Chick-fil-A and no.
No, maybe. Definitely Domino's. I'm good enough for Domino's, not good enough for Chick-fil-A, though.
All right. Well, you know what? If there are reservations available, you could stay at the Taco Bell Hotel. I know they'd let you stay there, but they're all gone, so maybe they'll do that again down the road. All right. We are going to take ourselves a break. Even weirder than that, I've got Bizarre File stories on the way in just a moment, so stay with us. We'll return with those in a little bit.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast, 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks.
That would be back on 93.3 WMMR, everything that rocks, don't you know? 9:51 and the Preston and Steve Show. Glorious day today. We're looking at 85, 87 degrees, somewhere in that range. Lower humidity levels as well, and nothing but sun. So beautiful, man. Partly cloudy tomorrow, Tuesday. 93 is where we're going to get, and those dew points are going to come up a little bit, so it's going to seem a little bit more humid. And then Wednesday, we have some afternoon thunderstorms, so I have to keep an eye out. So heads up on all that. Get our final look at traffic, see what Jake and Kathy, what do you have?
We still have that closure. It's in Lower Marion on Route 23 between Youngs Ford Road and Spring Mill Road. It's a down tree and down wires. On the Schuylkill Expressway westbound, you're backing up from University through to South Street. Heavy still from the Boulevard out to Belmont and then slow Conshohocken to Gulf Mills. Eastbound side backing up the Blue Route into Belmont and then Girard to Spring Garden. 95 southbound slows the Betsy Ross Bridge through to Girard and then Neyman's Road to Harvey. This is in Claymont. The right lane closed with construction. Vine Expressway eastbound, that's backing up from the Schuylkill to Broad Street and then westbound from the Ben Franklin Parkway to the Schuylkill Expressway. 309, we've got delays at 563 in Percocet. Left lane closed with construction there. In New Jersey, 295 northbound. Jams at Mount Holly Willingboro, exit 45. The off-ramp is closed there, and that is because of an accident. 55 northbound, heavy Deptford to 42. You're still slow on 42 north from 41 to 295. And then the Ben Franklin Bridge westbound, heavy the Toll Plaza to the downside. This traffic report brought to you by Recovery Centers of America at Devon. They have customized addiction treatment programs for those who require increased focus on issues related to trauma and relapse prevention. Call today, 1-800-RECOVERY. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Thanks, Kath. By the way, the Preston and Steve Belly Flop Championship of the World is coming up on Thursday, July 11th. And remember how we've been telling the listening audience, hey, we need some women to get on board because we're doing Battle of the Sexes. We're doing men belly floppers, women belly floppers, prizes for each of our winners in those genders. And we were a little light on the ladies signing up. Started signing up.
There you go.
So we got some choices. Now, that doesn't mean we don't want you to continue to submit. So if you are interested in doing that, please do so, because the deadline is on the 3rd. So it's on Wednesday at 10 a.m. That's all the time we have for people to enter into the contest. And then we will choose all of our contestants from that pool of people who enter, because not necessarily everybody who enters will get to be part of the competition, but we'll see. You go to WMMR.com and click on events, and then we have the actual championship taking place Thursday, July 11th at the Valley Beach Poolside Club, Valley Forge Casino Resort. It's free of charge.
Yeah.
All you have to, the only requirement, 21 and over.
If you've never been back there, it'll blow your mind. It is a really cool setup.
Yeah. And by the way, bring your suit, because there's swimming before and after the event. So if you want to jump in, swim for a little while, then grab yourself some cocktails, watch the spectacle, and then get back in the pool. I think that's the perfect formula right there.
And we've got celebrity judges.
We do. Yeah. Mike Jarek is going to be there from Fox 29, and we'll get some other people on board for that and answer or pass along the information when we get who everybody is. So it's all good. It's coming up on the 11th. Let's do the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, let's begin with a follow-up story. This one's out of Alabama. Authorities have located a wanted man with a famous pet squirrel. Sheriff's office says investigators spotted this guy. His last name is Paulk. I don't know. It doesn't have his whole name here for some reason.
Paulk?
P-A-U-L-K, Paulk.
That's it.
While doing surveillance at America's Best Value Inn, authorities say that Paulk fled on a stolen motorcycle and rammed an investigator's vehicle during a brief chase before he was arrested. Now, he was wanted for possession of a controlled substance, and you may remember his story.
Oh, yes.
As he also had a pet squirrel that was discovered during a recent drug bust. Deputies searched an apartment after they received a tip about an attack squirrel being fed methamphetamine to keep it aggressive. They found meth, drug paraphernalia, body armor, ammunition, and the squirrel in a cage during the search. But this guy has been found in Alabama, so he is now going to go to jail.
Is the squirrel in rehab at this point, or what's the story?
I would think they have him in an inpatient program as of now until
he can. My name is Skippy, and I'm an addict.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, this is messed up, man. A man died after he was pinned to the wall by a safe that weighed at least 600 pounds while trying to move it into a Manhattan office building.
I saw the story, and I've had a couple of, you know, throughout your life when you end up moving furniture for people, you have those, oh boy, you get jammed in a hallway or in a door, and like, oh boy, I hope I can move this.
Yeah, we have a safe that we bought a while back that has to weigh at least 400 pounds.
Likewise.
And I had to get my neighbor to come over and help out with it. And that was a fear. I'm like, we drop this thing and it lands on your hand or your foot or whatever, bye-bye, man.
Yeah,
it's going to crush it. Well, officials said the man and two others were moving the safe between offices inside a building in Chinatown. The man who died was on one side of the safe while the other two were on the other side as they pushed the safe from the floor. I'm sorry, from the fourth floor toward the third floor, landing, it tipped and it pinned the guy against a wall and crushed him. They said it.
What a way to go.
Estimated weight between 600 and 1,000 pounds. Mm. One of the other men is reported to have been rushed to the hospital in serious condition. So that's, you got to be super careful when moving objects like that that can topple over. Wow. Just days after news broke of a woman being left alone on board an Air Canada flight, another woman has come forward with a similar experience. Pamela Prescott, a 69-year-old woman from Ontario who is visually impaired and has several other health issues, landed at Toronto's Pearson International Airport on April 6th following a 3-month vacation to Barbados. She needed help filling out the customs forms and required a wheelchair to leave the aircraft. So she says the crew on board told her to wait in her seat and they would come back to help. Well, the staff never returned. She said, I was scared because I have all these health issues. I didn't even have a cell phone to call for help. The scariest time of my life was in there. She sat there for about an hour until a maintenance worker had noticed her. Now, the other story, the woman was there for several hours.
Right, right. She actually made her way into the cockpit, didn't she?
Yeah, she had to get a flashlight and try to flag somebody down. She said the mechanic told her that he had not, had he not been there, she might have been stuck in the plane.
What are you doing in here?
Until a cleaning crew arrived. Air Canada blamed a miscommunication amongst crew, and they've issued an apology and refunded her the cost of the ticket, and they also gave her a $500 voucher for future travel.
You would like to think that they check these aircraft before they lock them up for the night, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I would think so. All right, and then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap it up. Let's go with this one. A man is facing 50 felony counts for allegedly recording other men as they urinated in the bathroom of a bowling alley where he worked.
It has to be a bowling alley, or else I won't get off.
It just doesn't do it for him unless it's a bowling alley. I mean,
I tried it at a mall. It just doesn't work.
Male bowlers?
Yeah.
Ryan Dustin.
Loud shirts.
Ryan Dustin Gainier was arrested Wednesday morning. Back in December, police were called to the Woodhaven Lanes bowling alley after a man reported that another man had been taking pictures and videos of him using the bathroom.
Could you stop doing that?
Officers located the suspect, Gainier, and seized his cell phone. A forensic examination on the phone turned up 150 individual video clips.
Come on, give me a 710 scored.
The video clips contain images of the reported victim and other unknown male victims urinating and appeared to have been taken from an adjacent bathroom stall. Police said they tried repeatedly to contact Gainier but were unable to get him to come in for an interview prior to criminal charges being authorized.
Huh.
Following his arrest, he was arraigned on 50 felony counts, and he was a contract employee for the poker room at the bowling alley. He no longer works there. And there you go. That's what I have in this morning's Bizarre File.
The kinky world.
Yep. All right, we are going to take a break. Are we going to play this next?
What? You want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard this cover that the Struts have done of Dancing in the Streets?
I've heard about it. I have not heard it.
It's really good.
Is it? Oh, I can't wait.
And it's they're covering the Van Halen cover.
Oh, that's the one I really love.
So you will hear it in the production. You're like, okay, that's not just them doing Dancing in the Streets. This is them doing Van Halen's Dancing in the Streets. So you know what? We'll get to that next. Just stay with us. We'll return in a moment.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Listen to the Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app. Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Thank God for bands that still want to keep some fun in the world of rock and roll. It is the Struts on 93.3 WMMR.
I like that.
I love those guys, and I think that's a really cool idea to do a cover of a cover, believe it or not, because they are being faithful to the Van Halen version of Dancing in the Streets. And we just love those guys. And it's really cool hearing Luke in a song saying, Philadelphia, PA, because they love it here.
Yes, they do.
And the city loves them. So new Struts on 93.3 WMMR. Very cool. It's about 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. We're sharing this beautiful Monday morning together. And we're about to make it even more beautiful with a chance for you to win, as we're going to give away a 4-pack of Six Flags tickets for the correct answer to our question. And today's question, let's see, how about, what is John Wayne's favorite song to cover?
It's amazing.
He covered two of them.
He did, yeah.
So we'll take either one that you want. 215-263-WMMR. What is John Wayne's favorite song to cover? And if you were listening and you know the answer, well, you ought to call us right now. 215-263-WMMR. I'm sorry, I went to lean down and put my elbow on the armrest here, and I missed because this freaking thing.
I think I can fix it.
You think you can fix this?
Yeah. Do we have an Allen wrench anywhere? Allen!
I don't know.
I have one at home.
Yeah, I'm sure engineering has a whole array of. Oh wait, there. It's fixed.
There you go.
It's wonky because it
wouldn't happen if you had a throne, as we've asked many times before.
Steve wants me to have a Game of Thrones type chair.
Yeah.
But with microphone stands.
I just think it would be what a message to send to people who come in if you're sitting in a throne.
Maybe we can. Hey, listen, we had a woodworker who made a Batmobile bed.
A work of art.
Maybe there's an ironworker who can make a microphone stand throne.
It could happen.
For me. We'll see about that. All right. In the meantime, let's see if you know the answer. We're going to do the trash. Here we go.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right. This morning it is brought to you by Dunkin' Power Breakfast Sandwich with spinach and pepper, egg whites, turkey, sausage, cheese, and whole grains. It's a perfect way to power your day. Try it today with a cold brew. America runs on Dunkin'. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, TMZ reporting that Honey Boo Boo's attorney secretly moved her money into a protected account to keep it from her, quote, alcoholic mother, Mama June. Mama June fervently denies she's an alcoholic and says she will see them in court if and when she ever sobers up.
Oh, my God.
And speaking of Honey Boo Boo, her Uncle Billy got into a fairly serious car accident outside of Atlanta last weekend. The force of the impact reportedly knocked out all of his tooth. And finally, Catherine McPhee, 35, telling In Style magazine that she's helping her new husband, 69-year-old David Foster, get a little more adventurous. McPhee says Foster has already begun learning how to do donuts in his mobility scooter. That's your Hollywood Trash.
All right, we'll see if somebody knows the answer to this. What is John Wayne's favorite song to cover? If you were listening earlier this morning, you may know. So I'm going to go to Lewis. Hey, Lewis, how you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. All right, what song does John Wayne like to cover?
Mr. Tambourine Man.
That's correct.
Yeah!
Mr. Tambourine Man. Hang on, Lewis. We're going to take care. We're going to give you a four-pack of Six Flags tickets and Six Flags and Coca-Cola team-up to celebrate America's birthday with Coca-Cola 4th Fest. And from July 3rd through July 6th, you can bring any can of Coke and save on admission and get exclusive early ride times and see fireworks every single night. Coca-Cola 4th Fest at Six Flags, the biggest celebration in the Northeast. So congrats. I just got a text from my wife. I know I've mentioned the guys from Sweden several times on the air today, but
yes,
they're all in the car right now listening. So,
hey, guys from Sweden.
I want to say what's up to the Swedes.
Right.
What did you say again?
The beer thing you heard.
See, they know exactly what you're talking
about.
It's
awfully sweet of you to say that.
It's very so nice. Sweet.
Either that or I just declared war.
Maybe you did. I don't know. All right, let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR. Yeah!
I'm doing this for the Swedes.
Okay.
Thought they might get a kick out of this.
And there you go. All right. Music news brought to you by Dietz and Watson Real Philly Deli. Want to know the Philly's best kept hoagie secrets?
Yes.
Pick up Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide, a map of the best delis in the city. Earn prizes like t-shirts, coolers, food, and even birds tickets just for eating real Philly hoagies. Well, Jack White issued a statement over the weekend in which he clarified that he is not, I repeat, not using heroin after a joke that he made in a recent interview about the drug was taken seriously by a number of outlets.
I think it'd be safe at this point after our great interview to call him our dear friend.
I could say that, yes.
And we can vouch for him not using heroin.
Asked in a recent interview with the Irish Times about the 11-year gap between Raconteur's albums, White remarked, well, when Brendan gave up alcohol, I started doing heroin, so that delayed things. The satirical nature of the quote was apparently lost on some, however, as a number of outlets subsequently reported it as if White was being serious. He responded in a lengthy note posted to Instagram, writing in part, I've never done heroin or any other illegal drug in my life, and anyone close to me can confirm this. If you'd actually read the article in full, you could see that I was joking. I suppose spin never lets the facts get in the way of good clickbait. White also slammed several other instances of clickbait journalism, saying, back in my day in the 1800s, artists weren't punished for taking the road less traveled or for answering questions with unpopular responses. Hell, we were even expected to rebel against the status quo, if you can believe that. He closed his note by saying, if you love music and the arts, I think your organizations should start to learn to do the same thing or at least pretend you love music rather than looking to please your advertisers with clicks. So he doesn't do heroin, in case you were wondering.
Hey, here's a follow-up story to something we mentioned on Friday. It was a bit of a breaking story about Steven Adler, former drummer from Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Hospitalized last Thursday after stabbing himself in what a representative later said was an accident.
Okay.
So he was taken to the hospital after local authorities responded to a call shortly after 6:30 p.m. for a possible suicide attempt at a Studio City, California home. But Adler's representative told TMZ the stabbing was not a suicide attempt and was simply an accident. The rep would not specify what caused the accident except to describe it as a very minor superficial wound. Adler, who has reportedly been sober for years, is still planning to perform on July 12th at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas. So we may have to wait till he can, you know, do an interview or something like that and say exactly what happened. But they're saying it's an accident, so we'll see.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Would hate to think that anything else was going on in his life.
Hail Storm and Marilyn Manson both received some long-in-the-making gold and platinum sales certifications last week. Hail Storm's hit single, I Miss the Misery, off its 2012 album, The Strange Case Of, officially went platinum on June 28th for sales of 1 million copies. The track previously went gold back in December 2015. Meanwhile, Manson's cover of This Is Halloween from the 1993 film The Nightmare Before Christmas was certified gold for sales of 500,000 copies.
I'm not familiar.
26. Yeah, I don't know.
But this is Halloween?
Yeah. So it was, and that is from The Nightmare Before Christmas. So, but it may be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From a soundtrack.
Yep. Papa Roach is launching a summer tour on July 27th and has released a new music video for the song Renegade Music. In fact, there's several different videos coming out from different bands. This video was captured at a recent gig in Birmingham, England, and was shot in one take. The song is off the band's latest album, Who Do You Trust? Now, Hell Yeah has also shared a second music video from its upcoming album, Welcome Home. The clip is for the song Oh My God, and it follows the track from the September 27th release. And then finally, Alter Bridge has premiered the official video for Wouldn't You Rather, which is the first single from the band's upcoming sixth album, Walk the Sky. The clip is a performance video, and the album is due out on October 18th, follows up 2016's The Last Hero.
When videos premiere...
Well, they're mainly YouTube viewing, you know.
Yeah.
They'll do social, you know, they'll promote them that way, and then people, I mean, these things rack up millions of views, so people are watching them.
I guess so.
You don't put MTV on and just let it roll in the house like you used to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now it's pornography.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Let it roll.
Just let that roll.
Uh-huh.
And it goes right into the next. And they'll sort of curate topics for you.
Right. Yeah, they'll find out, you know.
You like this, you might be into urine.
Yeah. BBW, BBC, you know, I don't know. Or DVD, you know.
DVDA. Yeah.
Who knows what you're into.
Hot Carl.
Is there like a hot Carl and some fries, please?
Pogs. There's all kinds of
stuff. There is Carl's Jr., right?
Yes, there is.
So... did they ever offer a hot Carl?
Hot Carl's Jr.
Would you ever go to a place if all of their menu items were like
named
hot
after
Carl?
Sexual acts?
Yeah.
Depending on the food, yes.
I'll take the Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah.
May I have a Kentucky Klondike, please?
Oh, those are good.
I think I've used Kentucky Klondike once in a...
what would you do for a Kentucky Klondike?
It has to do with a frozen turd, just to let you know.
Now, obviously,
you can look it up.
You wouldn't serve that to your patrons. You'd be clever about it and make it like an eclair.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But you could still give it that name.
Yeah, you would have that, and it would have, of course, the luster of an actual Kentucky Klondike.
That's actually, that's not a bad idea, Casey. Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty Sanchez,
Eiffel Tower.
Listen, there's a substantial kinky kink culture, as they say, that might be into this.
Yeah.
And they need to eat lunch, too.
There's one called the Gorilla Mask.
The Gorilla Mask.
Gorilla Mask.
Well, I'm intrigued.
I forgot what it is, but I just always like that name.
Can you look up Gorilla Mask?
Oh, no. There's no... I won't even be able to start
of
to
Of course you will.
You're
a seasoned broadcaster. You can tell us what a Gorilla Mask is.
All right, I'll try. Oh, is it Gorilla Face Mask?
Oh, it's like the Abe Lincoln.
Wait, are you looking it up?
No, it's up on our screen. It's similar to the Abe Lincoln.
A sexual act in which a man shaves off his pubic hair, stores them in his pocket, and upon
that
completing,
the woman's visage
on her face, the pubic hair is then thrown in her face, which sticks to it, thus giving her a gorilla
mask.
That's a lot of planning, guys. It's,
but see, yeah. Apparently, with the Abe Lincoln, you go like this.
And you put it on your hand. And you blow it at them.
In your pocket.
Like angel dust.
Yeah. Why am I taking part in this?
Of the five people in this room, of to course. Be able to explain the gorilla mask and the Abe Lincoln.
Kathy's more into history.
Came in dead last in my head, man.
It's like the Abe Lincoln.
I want to point out that this... Nowhere on this monitor that is describing the gorilla mask does it say Abe Lincoln anywhere. So you just knew that.
Years ago, we had a sex act party and you had to come dressed up as one.
Which one were you?
I was the Abe Lincoln. That's why I know what it is.
Okay.
Wait a second. I thought she saw that at some point on the screen.
I tried it one time.
This was completely from knowledge. She has empirical knowledge about the Abe Lincoln.
Yes.
You will only try anything once, right, Kath?
Yeah, one time. Listen, if I don't like it, I don't like it.
If you're into history, it might be just the thing to do.
He was a fine president. He was.
Emancipation.
Absolutely. A lot of great things. So why not celebrate him?
Why not?
Especially with the birth of our nation coming up. Do that.
Okay. Foreskin and 7 years ago.
There it is. Casey.
High five.
I approve. All right. And one last... Oh, we're still doing music news, by the way.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
I was now thinking about gorillas.
One last thing. We have Free Music Monday taking place, and I got your chance to win a digital download of Let's Rock, the new album from the Black Keys. That's another band that's keeping the fun in rock music, I think. It's out now via Easy Eye Sound and None Such Records. And let's take caller number 14, and we'll set you up with that. 215-263-WMMR, call right now. We are going to take one more break. We'll return, letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize, and we'll hand things over to Pierre when we get back to it. Stay there.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Greta Van Fleet. Mark Morton with Chester Bennington. The Glorious Sons.
New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Talking Heads, of course. 93.3 WMMR, once in a lifetime. It is 10:31 in the Preston and Steve Show, about ready to come to a close for today. But a nice way to start off the week. Good weather. We had a good time this morning.
Yeah.
I would like to thank Mr. Billy Bob Thornton.
Yay!
For being on the show, and his bandmate JD, who is on as well, and their band is playing. It's the Boxmasters, who are going to be performing at the Sellersville Theater on Thursday night, the 7th. And he seemed legit.
Sunday night.
I'm sorry.
Did I write Thursday?
No, I don't know where I got Thursday. I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Thunday, which is a combination.
Thunday.
It's a new day.
Thursday and Sunday.
And Thursday Sunday is actually their only day off this week because it's the 4th of July.
Ah.
But yeah.
So anyhow, yes, I'm sorry, on July 7th. Sorry about that. And Billy seemed legit about loving playing at that establishment. He thinks that Sellersville, the community, is just a really cool little place, and it's, you know, close to Philadelphia and everything. They always do well, so.
I mean, we're not kidding. The music is actually pretty solid, especially if you like that period, you know, of sort of British invasion-y, you know. He was right. The Birds.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, that sort of sound. I think they do a good job.
Yeah, so it was cool having them on. And tickets are available at theater.st94.com. So thanks. And thank you to our friends from Dunkin' for stopping by this morning. The new Hershey's cookies and cream. And
it's really good.
Flavors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dunkin'Donuts.com, by the way. Pierre is out. I spoke incorrectly. He is on a little getaway this
going
week.
Going after Marlin.
Is he going to finally really get out there?
Deep sea fishing. He's going all Ernest Hemingway, Preston.
Very good. But that means you get the pleasure of Mr. Brent Porter.
Yay! Good morning, everybody.
To take care of you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So Marissa gave us a full rundown of the Warped Tour this morning, and you were there, too.
I was there all weekend. It was insanity at its finest.
Wow.
So many bands. And being that it was the 25th anniversary this year, they really pulled out all the stops to get all the big bands that have played over the years, over the 25 years. Bad Religion, 311.
Blink.
Blink 182 rounded out the night last night, which was excellent. So I'm super excited they're coming back in September.
Do you think
Offspring was great as well?
Do you think that we were posing the notion that perhaps because of the success of this, as Preston said, whereas Lollapalooza was a touring thing and then finally refined down to just Chicago, do you think there could be a Warp corollary to that?
I hope so. And a lot of the bands that were up on stage kind of reiterated that fact, saying,
yeah,
we got to keep doing this. I mean,
right.
Every band was like, people as far as we can see from the main stage, and it really was 30, 35,000 plus people out there. And the thing that I really liked about it is that there was a lot of security. There was a lot of bathrooms, so it's like you didn't have to worry about stuff overflowing, you know, stuff like that. There was plenty of concessions,
it means a
all
lot.
That kind of stuff. There was plenty of room.
Yeah.
They had Moto X going. They had skateboards going. They had professional wrestling going. They just had so much going, four different stages. It wasn't bleeding into one another that you were hearing one band over another. And I just think it was really well done. We had the beach evacuated on Saturday, and everybody kind of made their way out in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and when you're talking about 30,000 people, that's not at a venue that's made for something like that. That's pretty cool that that went smoothly.
Yeah, and they had a lot of shelter because they could just go into the casinos. And it was funny because we went into the casinos after they evacuated the beach, and it was just, I mean, thousands of people. And you saw the blue hairs and everybody that was sitting at their slot machines being like, what the hell is going on? All these kids coming in.
Yeah.
And it was just a great weekend. It was fun. The weather was great for the most part. And just to be on the beach and be with the water right there, and that's like your backdrop and the surrounding, and you're standing in the sand the whole time. It was just really neat.
Sounds cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. All right. Well, we have a short week this week as well, with Independence Day being on Thursday. We'll be off on Thursday and Friday. So we just have a short word of the week this week, and it's only three letters. You good on that?
Let's do it.
There we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
By the letter W, as in, where's Pierre?
All right, so that's the first letter. You're going to need three. That'll make a word. On Wednesday, we'll give away the prize if you know the word, and we will be giving away 10 Fandango movie tickets to see Avengers Endgame, plus some Avengers merchandise, T-shirt, a metal lunchbox, sunglasses, and a button set. So if you're a collector, you'll love that. Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame has returned to the theaters nationwide with some additional footage included, too.
Very cool. I like that.
Yeah. What are you doing on the show today, man?
Workforce blocks today. Red Hot Chili Peppers, not the Red Hot Chilies. Right, Preston?
Correct. it's either the Chili Peppers or the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You can't say Chilies either,
right?
I don't
say the Chilies.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Thank you, Brad.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers. We got a block of Seether, also a block of the Ramones, and you just gave for Free Music Monday away the new Black Keys. We'll be doing that as well.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Brent Porsche. I want to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the fastest way in and out of Philly International Airport. And, of course, Photography, the official photographers of the Preston and Steve Show. Tomorrow we have Tattoos Day, so somebody's going to snag some free ink and many other things that we will get to as well. So that is it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow, my friend. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Welcome to the Jungle just came on the radio, and all I could think about was Flossie's cat.
Next message.
Well, this was a great weekend. Now to start off a great week. Just got a couple days, then July 4th. Yeah!
Next message.
It's my last day at this end of a job. About f***ing time, I got a better goddamn job than this.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.